created the world in 6 days, acted activity by Barishbaro, who, and Barishbaro withdrew and gave the world over to human beings. The world can last. When a Barishbaro withdraws in different context, Shabbos stops, everything stops. And through Menu Shemuri Ovrai, and why it stops is Sakosu Mishkan Nisqal Tevirai Sakosu Hubu Hubu Bora. The fundamental yesod here in this Sakosu Mishkan Nisqal Tevirai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chitzah, when the Beis Hamikdash Shomava and Beis Hamikdash Shomava. What does that mean? Everything in this world, in the physical world, has an equivalent counterpart. The Olam Aruch. Chazal tell us that when there's a war, while there's a physical war going on in those two nations, a spiritual war in Shemayim going on between the Tsar of one nation and the Tsar of the other nation. And the outcome depends totally on who wins the war in Shemayim. War between the soldiers has nothing to do with whatever weapons they have. It has to do with what happened in Shemayim. The Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, the negative that is the Beis Hamikdash in Shemayim. And the Medrash says, this has a quote, as we bring korbanos here in Shemayim, korbanos are being brought as well, and they get our korbanos here. And Midrash says, Pasuk says, in Eicha, people couldn't imagine that the enemy could penetrate into the Kodesh HaKadosh. The intensity of the Kedusha, the Kodesh HaKadosh was so great that anyone who went in an improper way, he wasn't supposed to be there, even a Kohen went in, was Mishana Mashu, who changed a little bit from the Maisa Torahs, he would die on the spot. So how is it possible for an enemy to walk in there without being consumed on the spot? So the Medrash says, Medrash tells us that when the enemy came, he found, and the Medrash gives different mishogim. He was killing a dead lion. He was grinding flour that had already been ground. The job had been done already. Now, how did that happen? You say, "The Lord Elohim, I saw Gavoso Uzo Bashtokim." So, Arichus and Nevi Shachaim explains that the Kochos and the Olamos El Yomim and the connection of the Kedusha between the Olamos HaElyonim and the Olamos HaTachtonim depends on us. When there is greater Kedusha in our lives, is greater Kedusha in Beis HaMikdash, and the Hashpah from the Olamos, the Kedusha in the Olamos HaElyonim increases. Klal Yisrael, because of their Averis, and their world level had totally vanished from the Kedusha, from Beis Hamikdash Shlamato, and it no longer was able to donate, to take the Kedusha from Beis Hamikdash Shlamato. And therefore, when Titus and Nebuchadnezzar came, they found an empty shell. There was nothing there. We had banished the Kedusha from Beis Hamikdash by our own efforts. Medrash says, or in Gittin as well, different Roman emperors came. They were afraid. Yerushalayim attacked the Beis Hamikdash. And it was Titus of Russia, with total contempt for whatever Kedusha existed. Titus of Russia was Machal completely the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. Not only did he enter it properly, he took a Zayna there, he spared a Sefer Torah. It was Mazana with the Zayna. And then he took a knife and stabbed the parochas. All of a sudden, the parochas began gushing blood. And we're told that the blood that was gushing was the blood from all the years that the Kohen Gadol had sprinkled on Yom Kippur. His Baruch Hu was saying, "Here, I'm not interested in all your kaparas." So, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered over. The Beis Hamikdash made a mechitza. That's true, that the Beis Hamikdash Shemato was not able to be only came more from the Beis Hamikdash Shemato. Who created that mechitza? We created that mechitza for our avemus and everything we've done. We emptied the Beis Hamikdash out of its kedusha, so it would no longer be able to be yonek and draw on the kedusha as in the shemar. That's what Hester Ponim is. Hester Ponim is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu withdraws from the world. He's here, but that contact between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our ability to connect with Him and see how He acts in this world, is interfered. And the depths of Hester upon Him, HaKadosh Haster Aster. When the Haster Aster, the Gemara says, it's the biggest klova. In times of Gili upon Him, Ha'aretz upon Him, we can see the Hashgacha working. And on the highest level, water spawning is in the Midbar. Chai saw got the Mon, they got the Mayim, all the needs taken care of, the Zana, Kavod. And the Hashgacha was very clear. In general history, yes, Hashgacha is also clear. But that Hashgacha is totally dependent on the clarity of that Hashgacha and the connection we have to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's totally dependent on our Madrega. Anochi Aster Aster, Rav Shem used to say, the Hester Ponim will be so great that we Bachlav won't even understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upgraded. Sometimes it's very clear, Klal Yisrael and Mikvah. Sometimes we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upgraded behind the veil. And sometimes the Hester Ponim is so great that Bachlav, we can't see and can't feel the Yad Hashem, even though we know it's there. But the Lezer Kalir says, Shabbos, that entire connection that was enabled through the Beis Hamikdash an entire unique that we could draw on from the Olam HaRuchni to the Beis HaMikdash, to our lives, etc. Stop. Everything stop. Through many, Shimuni Ovrite, Shimu Mov, Shimuni Be'edrai. And what is the fundamental problem Klal Yisrael always have? And the kings begin with that. We're an Am Vodo Yishto, about going Lo Yishashav. We're a separate nation. And our security comes from remaining a separate nation. And that's what Milam Rosh Chava Yisrael is a better Vodo and Yaakov. Just like Yaakov wanted Klal Yisrael in Goshen, separate from the Egyptians. When are we better? When we are Vodo. That was the vision of Yaakov. But Klal Yisrael have a problem. We always are looking to the nations around us, and we don't want to be separate. We want to find favor in their eyes, rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Simon Vavos has Simoni be'edrei tabeva. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected me, then the people who I was trying to find favor with, they looked at me in a disgusting way. Why did they look at it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew. We threw the Kedusha out of the Beis HaMikdash because we were trying to imitate the Goyim. And there was no longer that connection. And there was no problem for Titus HaRosh Hu to come into Nebuchadnezzar HaRosh Hu to come into the Beis HaMikdash and destroy it. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew and made a mechitza so that the hashpa, the influence, the Olam HaSel Yomim could no longer be felt, the Olam HaKadonim. So we had a mighty, the Brionim thought that they could fight the Romans. They didn't realize that fighting the Romans meant a very simple thing. The Melchama between the Jews and the Romans was being decided up in Shemayim. And that's why Sakosa, when you made that Mechitza, and you did not allow the Hashpa to come from the Olam HaSel Yomim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew his protective cover that he gives us. Our mighty people were defeated. So Lukav, when the nations of the world who were trying to find favor in their eyes saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us, they clapped. And I trembled. When they trembled on all of my mighty soldiers. We collapsed, we fell. And we're still in the depths of where we fell. And the Gemara and the Marcus. Where the Marcus tells us that the Goliath Hanoim burned. Our Sofim, and they saw of wild animals going in the Makom HaMikdosh, Shuvol HaHochuvo, and began crying, and the king began smiling. And we asked the king, why are you smiling? And he said, why are you crying? And they answered, the place that had so much Kedusha, Hazar Korevimot, that you couldn't walk there without being consumed by the Kedusha. Now Shuolim HaHochuvo, they answered, that's why I'm smiling. Because man, he did not have a fulfillment of the Novi. Shuolim HaHochuvo, I didn't know that there would be fulfillment of the Novi. All the ancients came to the king of the Holy Yerushalayim. Shanto, Yodo, and Yod Yomim. Chogsi, Moro, Yom, and Rodos, Masachet. Wasn't Zachariah. And Kiva realized one thing. Before the turnaround, things had to absolutely collapse. And once they absolutely collapsed, in the midst of the collapse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always plants the seeds of rebirth from which we can rebuild and come back to Him. That's why we finish Eicha Shimei Hashem Alacha V'Bashuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants those seeds. It's an interesting stira. Mora comments that there are two contradicting psukim about the Kruva. Kruva on top of the Yom Kodesh, made out of gold. They should be static. One posuk says, Pnei and Yishal Ochid, they were facing each other. The other posuk says, Pnei and Yishal Abayis, they were facing away from each other, the walls of the base of the Mikdash. So the Gemara asks, okay, so how is it possible? How were they facing? So, the Gemara answers, Kam is man, she is still osam, some are shamokha. Kam is man, she ain't osam. The position of the Kruvim was not static. It reflected the relationship in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the closer that relationship, the more intense was that relationship, the closer they were. And if on the other hand, there was a bad relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his back on us. And the crew will have their backs to each other. That's one Gemara. Another Gemara. That when the Buchanetz Titus entered into the Kodesh and the Dosh, they found the crew from embracing each other. And the crew from embracing each other, so, of course, Manoel will interpret in terms of Snos and says, this is what the Jews have in the holiest place. Snos.
And
people feel I live in a country where people are very busy figuring out how to bring Mashiach by war with the Arabs, how to do all sorts of things. And somehow, if they go into Harabayas today, they're going to bring Mashiach. And if they're going to do this, they're going to bring Mashiach. So Beleza Kelly said, no. Apile Gilgul Chavuya. What happened in Gilgul? Gilgul and Klal Yisrael were fighting in Canaan when they came in at times of Yeshua. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the battle flew boulders down in HaShemayim. They're total Maisanis. The ultimate victory that's going to bring about the Geula will be with Nisan Guluyim and HaShkocha that will be the Enei Kol. Oz Yomu Magoyim, Hidol Hashem Lassus, and maybe Hidol Hashem Lassus, Yomayim. It will be sold to all the nations of the world. Will be able to see it. It's not, we cannot do that. The only thing we influence it by is by Mitzvah and by Sittah. Any more well as the Ivonis Nukhuda. Now, two short things. One is, this translation has we're in the mud. Most proportion refer to a medrash. And that is, Chaim al-Khurban, Chochm Yevonis, had spread very widely through Klal. Chochm Yevonis spreading very widely through Klal Yisrael. When it happened, they wanted to become Omnomilavagoyim. They wanted to take over Greek culture. It's amazing, Medrash and Brachos. On the Psukim of Daniel. The Psukim of Daniel talk about Alexander. And the island Nageyach is wild ram. And going through the world, and nothing can stand in its way. Chazal explaining these nevuahs in the Neil said that the end of Chorban by its mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yashit Nes HaGdola, Hadavik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destroy the Eitzor of Gozer. We'll get to the later what that means. And because they were afraid, okay, Klal Yisrael will come back. And the Avodas are all over again, so what did they achieve? What happened? So he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the Yetzer HaRa. And that happened. And in the rest of the world, people kept worshiping Avodas HaRa. They didn't have an option. So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Alexander. Alexander was a common movement of Aristotle. And they learn, and the purpose of the spread of Greek culture throughout the ancient world was to undermine the Avodah Zarah. And with the idea that if the Avodah Zarah were crumbling and Klal Yisrael would remain pure, then the world would see the beauty of Torah and the whole world would accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Yeda Kopo, Yaakov Yalto, and Mashiach Tikam. But what happened instead? Klal Yisrael, without realizing that the purpose of Greek culture was to destroy the Olam HaRazaris, they became so enthralled by it, they themselves were very, became attractive. And they themselves became popular. Was that the story of Hanukkah, when the Chashmoyim threw the Nesyabim out. By the time of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the different estimates. 4% of the ancient Roman Empire, 20% of the Roman Empire were very enthralled, very attracted to the Turanists. Two things that prevented them from being the Gaia were Shabbos and Brazil. Very enthralled. And who could blame it on that? Chazal had to think of it. Chazal's view is that the Gaia had been pure. An entire nation had shown the godless Atari and the beauty of worshiping the Gaia's Baruch. Then they would have transcended that. But we were not on the right madrega. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Christianity at that point and Islam to the world a little later as bridge religions to acquaint the world with the ideas of Torah, the ideas of one God, and the emptiness of the older brothers of us. It's very interesting. Alexander came to India at a certain point. Up to that point is where all the old Avodazaras are gone. It's Christianity, it's Islam. The other side, past that, all the old Avodazaras still exist. Had we been strong, had we been pure, so then the whole world would have recognized the Amitah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Amitah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By most of our should say, any more levels the Yavonis Bechuda. I was lamed by our attraction, our soul's attraction, the Chochmah Yavonis. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. What is the Nicham? The Nicham, we know Nicham Abeyim. Nicham means change of direction. Kadosh Baruch Hu's le'elam he called b'chosa b'shigrosa to b'chosa b'necham osa. Hinicham. That there is one mahalach to Chorban. Nicham, Kadosh Baruch Hu changes his entire hisnagul, entire method of behavior. And then from Chorban to rebuilding. Vayikol l'chia, he told us to cry. V'nom aleilu ani b'chia. And this is what I'm crying for. Avnei tos nutzu chasidecho. You take a look at Sukkim. The beginning of Yechezkel, it says, Vahi b'shloshim in the 30th year. And Yechezkel is sitting on the Arkvav, and Yechezkel is sitting on the Arkvav. The question is, what has happened 30 years from what? And what is he sitting on the ark for? Also, he had a nevuah. Chazal tell us that as Klal Yisrael was sinking and sinking and sinking, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Yoshiyahu and a whole there's been discovered, Sefer Torah, and he took it upon himself. All I'm hawking, Shaman Circus. He says, I'm going to, and he got rid of the Avodah Zarah and he brought the people to Tshuva. Man, as we'll see later, he thought that Chai Zahal totally turned around. There was a tremendous resurgence and rebirth of Chai Yisrael. And he thought the shit was about to happen. But that fizzled out. So, when that fizzled out, then the path was all the way down. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you the opportunity to turn around. He didn't take that opportunity, and therefore it's a downhill. And he's standing there, in our car, welcoming the ghosts, people going to go. As Paul gave to Zohar, Korus Yodel.
opinion says that you have to look at two periods of Jewish history. And that's later on, the king of the Tzeisim Yerushalayim, Tzeisim Yerushalayim. One is Kodesh Baruch Hu's with the Klai Yisraelah, very intimate and close connection to him. And then the opposite is Chorban and destruction. Al Yisuf Zohar, when they came to Nahar Kfar, on the Har Cross. At the cross, the cross is a big river. It's a very big river. And they remembered when they left Mitzrayim, they confronted Yamsuf. Yamsuf split. Nothing's splitting for them anymore. They have to make their difficult way across the Har Cross. And they read the Ka'aru Yitzhodeva. Achar chay shilo toka sardam. Potsu chazir yar aye chasidam. And chazir yar. Rambam writes, or in a book, it's the Sogoro of Rambam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. Then nothing comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not Tov. They ask questions, Chorban. Gives a marshal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not destroy a building. By withdrawing to support, it's like he withdrew the pillars on which the building is, and the building falls. Rambam calls hair there. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we tie into that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is that is the portion of Pesukim in the beginning of Bechukosa, Salachti Besochecha, describes an idyllic world where everything is in harmony. We are totally together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws. And there are many forces in this world. And many destructive forces, but Kotzman, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we take that Kulo Tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those forces are kept together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws that protective covering. He gives the opportunity to all destructive forces in this world to come and to attack us and destroy us. Those are Chazer Yar, the wild animals of the forest. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrawing, what does the Pasuk say? All the wild animals. And it does not mean, it does not absolve, repeat these evil people from doing what they do. Story, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that when Nero came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he heard that he who destroys the Beis HaMikdash will suffer. And then Aspasianus was nervous. And then Titus and Russia came. And he did all the things to try to figure out what will happen. But he was so dead bent on it, he didn't get the message. And after he was machal the kedush, the kodesh kadoshim, and stabbed the parochas, and the blood came out of his, I killed the God of the Jews. And he took the parochas and wrapped all the kedem of the Beis HaMikdash in it, and put it in a boat, and heading towards Rome. And then all of a sudden the sea storm began. And that sea storm was threatening the boats. So Tito said, the God of the Jews has power only in the water. And none went. He said, Klai Yisrael, the It's Yam Suf. It's this, it's that, all sorts of things. But his brother said, I'm going to take the smallest little creature I have, a yatush, a gnat, a mosquito, a gnat. So when he landed, a gnat went into his nose, and for the next 7 years, all he heard was the gnat was banging away, and he was suffering unbelievably. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew and enabled the nations of the world then, that time, it's wrong to destroy Beis HaMikdash, to destroy Pakistan, does not absolve them of blame, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a protective covering of us. He withdrew that protective covering, knowing very well that there are many chayos roos and many wild animals out there. And Second World War, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do his protective covering around us. And so here the Yimach Shlomo was unable to do all of his destructive activities against Chayisa. In every generation, it's that way. The closer our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was this. With Yomim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kulotov. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do good with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius is Kulotov. And our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one where you donate the Torah. But as he withdraws because we throw him out, then all the wild animals of the world come in and cause destruction. That's the Chazir Hayah. Kotsu Masi Ariel and Ideho. That's the story of Titus from the Zoyne in Persia Kadoshi. The Zoyne of Tush. Persia and Sion Yoda. Al-Har Sion Soto Shahone in Zodana. Sofu on Roshe Zion Sedona. Some subenov. Lamo Zdonit Son of Zartala or Medona. Soak Ani to Medina in Sadakla. Who's Vendina? Vendina was a gangster.
President Roosevelt, a friend of the Jews.
They trusted him. They thought they were being protected by the United States. Karos in the Ma'avai, Hamer Rimuni. Lomaru Achapein Lutelok Shamar. It's a story. The death of Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was in such a madrega that Novi referred to him as Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. He had turned Klai Yisrael down around and made major tikkunim and the Ruchnius life of Klai Yisrael. Not completely, but in many, many ways. And Novi thought that he was about to be Mashiach, and Mashiach was coming. And then, Roma Ruach HaPeinu Tenu Shamaru. Why was he killed? Because there was a stubborn group of Klai Yisrael who refused to abandon the Ozark. Re'isaki omo chad yuhyok gomorrow. Rav tu yadifes yuhyok gomorrow. Re'i minachidem yigoy omorrow. Re'a adonoy tzarli me'arachan omorrow. Hashiveni sisi shimada v'goy tzayoni. Shiftam remot chasera. Adikeni. Sipsem mishorer. Mir domu hadiveni, shamat zemoros, avhech letateni, shofu nodu chotzot hadiveni, shomu pinencho, kitam chato peis ofana, toshu lehem gomu ka'oz chazos pana. Who is the tam? It's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is nishtom. Was a michakto, the mice and Rekovo, the four animals, on the Kisei Akovo. One is a human being, one is a shore, Aryan. And the Rambam writes in Arnavuchim that, no, they weren't the animals. They were four pictures of a human being. They were four pictures of a human being. The whole Hezbollah, what that means. The human being goes to Doma to an Ari. A human being goes to Doma to a Doma. To different animals. And the human being who's the human being. The perfection of humanity. And who's that perfection of humanity? That was Yaakov. The Prisha of others. And his face is engraved on the Kisei Yaakov, that this is the perfection that we all aspire to, the perfection of the human being Yaakov. That's why you're Zocha, the mother of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not the descendants of Avraham, but you had eight children. Only Kisei Yitzchok, the girl of Chazar. It's not the defense of Yitzchok, at Esau. Who is Klal Yisrael, the descendants of Yaakov, is that perfection of the human being. And his image is Chokuk on the Kisei Yaakov. The case of Onech. You have in the schools of Yaakov Avinu, whose face is engraved on the Kisei Yaakov. Toshib lehem gomul ka'oz chasel panel. Punish them, and here's an interesting thing. Ka'oz chasel panel. And if we will see them being punished, then the Klal Yisrael will accept the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting way of this translation translated. There's another translation of that is cause to destroy our enemies as you did Chazal's Panela when we saw no face. What was the godless of Yes, Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsu. Either Hotzim and Mitzrayim, go off the Shlokim. So we have Shlokim, Elohim, or Rebbe Choreim. That means we saw Schar Ba'onish in front of our eyes in the most palpable ways. And at Yamsu, what do we say? Zaydim. Kasher Zogu Aleihem. What did Yisrael tell Moshe that at Yamsuf Klal Yisrael saw the Dikduk Hadin, Kodesh Baruch Hu, each Egyptian who was killed the Dikduk Hadin, and the Jews saw the Dikduk Hadin of Kodesh Baruch Hu in its finest details. Father Kohel says, why don't people accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because we say, Tzad Merawa, Rosh Hashanah, we don't see the Dikduk Hadin. So what are we asking Kodesh Baruch Hu for? In the school of Yaakov Avinu, Toshi Lahem Gumu, repay them, because in the same way that we repay the Mitzrayim at the time of Yitzchus Mitzrayim, and we saw clearly the Hashgacha Pratim. Here goes what Salmo Yoav say on someone else. Tinten la ha'ehed lo tzep in echo, tikru la shakron, kos komus
and
Minyan Abayis, the end of the Golos. So, the Churban Abayis is something that we are actively causing today, of Mahadreis. And we have to make a Cheshbon Nefesh, individually and collectively. The Rambam says very explicitly, Kama upon him. Is Hashgacha Pratis on a Yochin, Hashgacha Pratis on a Tzibur. He's saying Yom Kippur in Sardokiv. Vamadinos bo yeyomar izo lachere veizo lashoam. Ubrios bo yitokegu haskinu lachayamamot. The two separate dinim. Dinner in a Tzibur, dinner in a Yochin. The Tzibur has to do collective tshuva, and the Yochin has to do individual tshuva. And that's the purpose of the times. But the question is, what's the avelus for? Sometimes people find it difficult to have avelus. Life is very good here. You're living life in New Jersey, sitting in Manitoba, everything is good. It's one group of people, another group of people. They're living in Flatbush. Beautiful homes, life is easy. And extend that all over the Golos. It's a very wonderful life the Jews have. So what in the world are we missing? What are we missing? What's the Avelis for? Avelis is Bosek says then after Vitein Roshimai Vienu Kordima. First Avelis is that we don't we're missing on ourselves. That we don't understand that what we have to misabel on. What we misabel on is the goal of Sashmina. A lack, his life is very good. Be it in Lakewood, New Jersey, be it in Flatbush, be it in Lawrence, be it in Los Angeles, Chicago, Toronto, London, or Yerushalayim. Wherever you go. Life is very easy for Klal Yisrael. Life is very easy for Klal Yisrael. And the answer is, that's why people don't feel what it means, Golas Hashmina. That the ability, the purpose of life is for us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch in a deep and intimate way. Someone once came running to the Kotzke and said, Who was the Yiddish? And the Kotzke said, "Who lost the Marayim? Who let him in?" And Sarah Yiddish, he says, "I'm lost the Nishtarai." That was lost. There's a medrash. The Yirmiyahu was sitting, crying, next to the Churban Abayis. And a Greek philosopher passed by and saw him sitting there crying. And said, "You're such a wise man. You taught me such great wisdom. And how are you crying at Eitzam Avon?" And here we go, who answered, "You know where my wisdom came from these Eitzam Avon." That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a whole different world. It's a whole different world than Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaHavonis, Avon of everything, HaHavonis of everything. We say at least four times a day, Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'meir B'meinu B'sein Chalkein B'sorosah. Yeah. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then HaHavon Sater will be a whole different level of HaHavon Sater. And HaHavon Sater is dependent on the extent of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is reflected in the existence of Beis HaMikdash. And until we find it, reflects it, Sar Nisan Asla Hosein, the 10 Nisan Guluyim that were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash, just to remind people, there's not a time place. To honor the Lishbok Tmoz Kamai, to cry water, our eyes, that's like gushing water.
And if I want to understand what I've lost, and that is the purpose of a lot of the kinyan, I have to compare it with his inside.
There was a time, in times of Dovid and Shlomo,
where peace, there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a high madrega of Klal Yisrael, the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. And that is at the beginning of a Bukhosa, the Salahti Basokha, the Sati Mishkani Basokha. The cash would do, it would be a vision. Regani, but after Ad El Fugashman, Ad El Fugashman, Ali Iti Shamayim, O Yom Machmibi Pamayim. And what will I say? Don't be crying. We are misabo for the fact that we can't do not have been misabo. Help me cry. Help me understand what was lost. Abaki iti olas midbor, eshagi neimi banikbor. A god of Mandarshal Kanok of Zayas. When you take the olives off a tree, you knock them off the tree. They get knocked off easily. You give them a true olive. And god, they come off just as they please. Like you knock the olives off the tree. I ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu, what's going to take to destroy the Goyim of who persecuted us? Now, this is a Kaddish sense, a very deep thing. In the midst of Hester Ponim, when it's difficult for us to see the Yad Hashem, I'm paying Dovah Libeinu, Adver B'cholev L'Amtzieu, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eidon Milin Bon L'Amtzieu, I'm looking for words to make myself close to Him. Edad Ayin Roher L'Amtzieu, and I say, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's my chef, Hashem Rohu, and I can't find Akonin, me eating or dati, not say. I said, how can I find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That means, in the middle of, what is it, Haster Aster, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the depths of Hester Ponim, Hester Ponim is so great that we can't even see the Hester. We can't see. There are times in the Hester Ponim, it's just acting back and back. Sometimes the Hester Ponim is so great, you don't even see, you can't feel Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it even though he is. And that's what he said. They're calling the Eten Yodati, and I'm saying, they're half called as half called all from the Milan. They're getting Ponim, but Ponim, but Sam, but Sam, but Sam, oh, Chavez, but Sam, but Sam, but Sam, but Sam, Rach Yitin, Eifo, he calls for me one. Oh, Rach Mishpe, don't go one. Oh, dear, the Vitsi, I'm a little bit more than my soul's performing in my effort to eat and shamel. Oh, the Kafu from a young Esther to the Isi, Utona. I remember. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chosin, the Chosin Kala. The relationship between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the relationship between the Chosin Kala. As the plugin to Vrecha El Yomen, Egon Yitem Yeva Kayomen. Then I want to fly away, Och Nifsha, the Kibbes Ozo, so Och Udui Mayim, the Afwatsa. Och Has Kamas Litzer, or Olus Litzer, or Sicha Mio, the Lengi Emotsu. Eta Ali,
Abdain with some waters, or two Sureshkin or Adhasa waters. Tofel as Namahatu Mamotas. Enemy, Heather Yif Yerbo Yamot. No, he says, Atuso, I'll run away, I'll fly away. Reshkin and I'll live Adhasa Mogas, the base of forest. At Tofel, and I'll become close to the people who wait for death because life is too miserable. But then I realized, Enhe, you get the gift of what you're about. Even in the midst of everything, as long as we're alive, we can still serve a Baruch Shemah. And I'm not going to be dragged into that depression of saying there's no hope, let's just give up, let's just die. The Yalusi, the Zrosi, Karati Chakas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my strength. I'm trying to see. HaYomosi B'chol Shana Omeres Yashana Asus. And every year, I say, this is the year. Hayada Lakol Kim Udah Asus. And I'll make it known, because it is well known to everybody. And lo, Yad Adonai. No Churban happens to Klal Yisrael any time ever if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not responsible. And that had to do with Churban Bayis Rishon. And that had to do with Churban Bayis Sheni. It had to do with Beitar. It had to do with Tor Malka. It had to do with all the Zeiros against Klal Yisrael. Be it Rav Sfarad, be it Achatav, be it the Holocaust. There's no difference. People somehow want to make believe that Hashgacha put that Hashgacha Baruch Hu went to sleep in that Kabbalah awful and forgot about us and woke up, oh, there was a Holocaust. No. Ayada Lakol, I'll make it known to everybody that Hashgacha Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom and his infinite essence is responsible, and he pulls back his protective covering and allows an enemy to destroy us, the wild animals. It's clear to her, it should be very clear to her. In Lord Kiyad Hashem Osus Osus. Nothing happens to Klal Yisrael unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible. Echo Focha Roshi, Rosh Adonai Shei. I'll bow my head in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's my strength? Echo Focha Berech Lachatel Machu. And I'll bend my knees for you to fix up my illnesses. Achtircha b'shir b'shirein b'cholim. And I put a crown on you with a shir. Achaveni ken chokochli. I'm yearning for the time you'll be my brother. Mi ken chokochli. I'm looking for that close connection. Al tishkach tzakas ariel. There's a Mingish Kavyokim that comes out. Elo ve'ego Yehuda v'Yisrael. And he wants Klal Yisrael to come in. Alfi Shino and Hashemos Arei Lehmo Yitain Yitzion Yishuas Yisrael. Yisrael ne'eis bedrocha lo halacha. What's the answer? Yisrael ne'eis bedrocha lo halacha. You didn't listen to him. Azavuni la'zavti mufana rehen ha'kocha. We walked away from him, and he walked away from us. And when I may have that buckle, and I turned my face away, Raganti Yalalti, Dr. Sporkle was crying out, may I believe in this book, Eichos Sifaratim are chosen in this book. How is it possible that it happens? But Dr. Sporkle doesn't want that. But we're the ones who are responsible. And that's the sort of Jewish history goes throughout. And Eichel Tzifaratim Erosh Lehishlim Kenegi Tzav Kovat Zolam Chagul Otznai Yashachos Mechoran and Bokho Benon and Bokho Kozak Yerech. They put a Eichel, they put a Pesel in Beis HaMikdash. Why? Could be from God in B'chol Kol Saitei Lechem. If there's a Churban HaKadosh, it's our fault. It's the saw them all, the kinnis, the son of everything. Every Churban HaKadosh, every Churban to Klal Yisrael. Who is responsible? We are responsible. Lama Tarid, way like Kulchem, Chosko, I do my complaint about my birth. Although, may yet come hoistas also. If you didn't. Vila Shok died on the last of Sinch Song, upon a his demand to Sir Abbas also. His demand to Sir Abbas also. He was Hadin. Zion, the Mishpat, he put there. The first thing that's necessary for the Bias HaGoel, the Zion, the Mishpat, he put there, was Shabbat of his stock. That our dealing with our other Jews has to be absolutely honest. That's between ourselves, and the Dayanim have to deal absolutely honestly. They have to deal absolutely honestly. And even Zadin, Zion, the Mishpat, he put, that's why. I'm a logic. The logic of the Zohar introduced that week before Tisha B'Av laying the Varim, they didn't land only until Sheni, they landed the Parshat Hadayon, Sion the Mishpat, he put their Shabbat in the stock. Nowadays, no problem. I saw this term, not as much so that they can, but they should. But they have tremendous amount of stock. Siyam b'mishpati b'lo shavet stock. But that stock comes second. Siyam b'mishpati b'lo. Ha'yum ha'lo ova b'itom ha'aviso chelet v'nosati b'shmej b'itom. Ha'gosh Baruch Hu turned everything to dust. And there was no rain. This year in Eretz Yisrael was a year lies a lot of cheshbon nefesh. 4 years incredible drought. This year incredible rain. And it had nothing to do whatsoever with anything except the mitzvahs, my sintov, and our various clients. The quarantine is the basis of Geshem and Hinzel of Eretz Yisrael. And all the meteorologists trying to figure it out. One thing, it has nothing to do with natural causation, that comes from who's direct, is rain. And in parts of the world, this drought, in parts of the world, this, there's folks who absolutely controls all the weather. And all these people can think, it's global warming got him, global warming got her. The mapechus in the hands of the
Yosef, a muscle, Tumba, Mahatel, and Sibu, Kodom, Tumba,
שישים ורוב סכומים כאן חמישים אלף. צונך אליון קיריאס, או הדרך הרהר ושאר החר, ועמידס והגרחם. מביקש זו ספוץ והגרחם, וגם העומר פניסי הרחם. חושס לא עום לוקה קשושה. ומחילה ועולה עוד סודי שם. פיתו קופוס ועבור פניסי שם. Kosho ayet of Antwur Achav Yosh Kosh. This entire kina is based on one thing. Taking the Torah Kot and beginning the Chol Tzatel Echol and listing all the brachos that would be and seeing what actually happened when it was totally honest. Uchav Olich Tzu Rol Tzay Dechon ודאי חמוס כניקטר מחאן, הרי כמה שונם גילו יוצאו בכל מהם. וסוע מיטור של עומר נצעת משכן. דורש כמובק עם עינק מסכן, וארבע מיסל סיפו מסכן. חרב רוב, חיו, וחרב ושכן. תוציא למפות לסלח אותו.
כל השקרי.
כרגל על ערכם, ואוכן נשבו מכל ערכם. וחייכם נשלחו נפשם עושה עליכם ורועסתם שיח אני אתם היועד. מוצם קילקול עומר שיבו, צאו לנוח עושה מיני שיבו, ארץ הקר ועדי סלישו עכשיו. וסונו מוכיח מלוץ ישבו. Now we move. He went previously through the entire rochel, the whole set elego, and show how nothing but the coin, the opposite. Now he's going to the program. And we know, first of all, the Kelele, of course, the Mosul, it's in that third. At the Yisod of everything, is in that third. In that third is the ability to protect, in that third is the ability to rebuild. And that's why we go from Zaka, how will we rebuild? What will ultimately bring back the Beis HaMikdash? Not a war against the Romans? It's very interesting. Every time there's a decrease in our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For instance, Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. Klal Yisrael could speak, and Moshe Rabbeinu would go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Leishu. Back and forth communication. When Moshe Rabbeinu dies, so what is the posting of Yeshua? Says Moshe Abimeis. That's it. But what is it later on in the parrot? Well, he's a boy on the line. He's a boy on the line. The last Nevuah, Klal Yisrael. It's after we have on Shabbos HaGodol, last parak of Malach, what is the last Pesukim say? Zichru Torah Tzvosha. Chum Beis HaMikdash, what does Yom Yom say? Read last night, Kumi Roni Balayla, what does Kumi Roni Balayla say? Sefta Tomit says, Lomi Torah Balayla. So why is it Roni Balayla? Why not Rini Balayla? Because the limit Torah when you're in the Shabbos, first of all, is broken. And wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that area. Kumi Roni the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vomit Derba Laila late until the morning. Shivchi Kamayim Libeich, pour your heart into it. Nochach Be Hashem, and then you'll pour yourself into it as the song of the Shabbat. Then you can recover that Keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every time when there's a diminution of our Keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi says, the solution is Limanatariya. Hey, Cholos of Yishmol, Khan Godel tells a story. When there's the Anshik Nes HaGdola coming to be built by Hashem, and there was a lack of Hashem HaShemina wasn't the same in Ashras Hashchina that it was in Bayis Rishon. There's no room for Tumim, there's no Ruach HaKodesh. A lot of things were in a lower Madrega. So they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash until you magalit to us all the Seder Seteri Shabbat. Because with that diminution, as Gavis Hashchina, there's only one way you're going to make up the difference. And that's through the Neretai. Seteri Shabbat. That is the Mukhuposa Telaytu, Mukhuposa Temos, as I'll tell us in the letter. In the Ayah Togu Tarmi Shav Chazos. Now, there are different types of Nevi'im. The Nevi'im say, don't worry, everything's going to be good. But be very careful, those Nevi'im. They made a mistake. They fooled you. I'm saying, no, nothing to me. It was Nevi'im, Yirmiyo, Yechezkel. He said, no. There's disaster around the corner. The Edosh, the Slovach, the Pasi, Eilazos, Petisim, Kaneki, Heshivazos, Shanati, Yusati, Nehesos. And the two groups in the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im you'd like to listen to. They're the ones who say everything's fine. And then they're uncomfortable in the Nevi'im. The ones who say that things have to change. And we turned the Kaddish Baruch Hu away. We didn't want to listen to the Nevi'im. We didn't want to listen to him, Job. We didn't want to listen to Yechezkel. Or all the other Nevi'im who said there's a problem. Va'aretz eishim egen.
Because Bob was trapped, because Bob would want to turn around,
but he's trapped because the whole thing is in our hands. Now let's get to
the story of Yoshida.
One of the great tragedies of Pugs. And this is Echa Eli Conan Omeyeva. Then Shmuel Rishoni was only 8 years old. Echa Lidorish Meyavov. He began being Dorish to understand, to be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way possible. When Echon, the Egyptians, were Arvon Chonuolov, well, who's got all the Shibim of them? And what happened? Well, you don't know the story of Yoshio. The story of Yoshio is that Ephraim wanted to make war with Asher. And HaGadosh Baruch Hu had arranged that, so the both sides should forget about fighting. So let them fight between them and each other. And they asked Yoshio to pass through Eretz Yisrael, but Mitzrayim would pass through Eretz Yisrael on the way to Asher. And Yoshua said, no, why not? Because the Pasuk says, in make sure the Klal Yisrael kept the Torah. wo kommt von Bogu, mi Mons habit es ins Moshe Rabbeinu mit dem Almat. Dova koch chet leit soni hador. What happens? So the Gemara tells us a story. That it was the Avodah Zarah police. They were going to everyone's house, checking if there's Avodah Zarah or not. And what did the people do? They had a picture of the sun, which was the rampant Avodah Zarah at the time, on the back of the door. So when you open the doors like that, you didn't see on the back of the doors. There was this Avodah Zarah, and they didn't find any Avodah Zarah in the home. And who did that to Leit Soni Hador? The cynics in every generation. The cynics in every generation. They cannot see sincere Avodah Zarah. They knock it all the time. Since they can't see sincere Avodah Zarah, so therefore, once they knock it, they're not responsible. And that is when Dafugu. Shekomu Achri Hadelis Listor. And the Avodah Zarah was in the back of the door. That means they were able to hide the Avodah Zarah. Ba'ochon Zara Shichor. And that the Egyptians, Kismo Hato, Pichon Bishor, Okay, Vaido Ovon Vahesh is Domen Ocho. When it happened, at that point, so Yoshiyahu did not wait. Chai Yisrael to improve. He thought he had reached where he would have to go. And because that, he forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a judgment at that point about the Matzav of Chai Yisrael. And Vayida Ovon Vehechiv Yom and Ofer, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, which was extended to help in Klal Yisrael, he pulled back. The Og Lo Shalach Yodom and Achor. And he did not, Shalach Yodom and Achor as a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, he did not put his hand through the doorway to save him. Zako Amorov, Kinov Dosvah. Take a look in the Ramban, in Parshas, Kisova, on Ora Shalayokim Zdivri HaTorah Azos. Go to Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, doesn't say Ora Shalayokim. That means, what's the Yudokim? That means, Ora is he who has in his ability, he has the ability to make Torah strong. And who doesn't? He learned everything and he thought everything. He had the power to make Torah strong and he didn't. But if he is making, if he makes Torah strong, so then, now who is that unbelievable idea? So Yoshua says, oh, I love him. I'm the king. I can do what I want. And I can force Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. And that's what he said, all I love you. But his face is blackened when the people were far from a Kodesh Baruch Hu from the night to Harif Magadhi to Beth Samoa Seydos for Chukim. When the people Betsa is stealing. So now, all of a sudden, the Rav Chavir says, it wasn't only Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah was just the reason they didn't feel they had to be nichna to the Torah. And guess what? Because the Klal is, and that is, you see from the Mabul, they had everything. Arayas, Avodah Zarah, everything. But what is the Gzar Din? Was on Chomas. Kimor Aras Chomas. Society collapsed. Here too. Rogan Brody Niku Bishol Chamalach. The Egyptians send a messenger. Mavi Bogor Hayom Vasalach. I don't have anything to do against you, Yoshio Kalisha. Yidei Amorah is going to Moloch. And therefore, why do you have to make a war with me? Hey, Onish Bavitsi has paid Pilach. And I'm trying to fulfill the Rosh Hashanah Torah. That's the war of Yishayo. Kiwa Hamon and Lech Hasara Narayim. And Mitzrayim killed a massive amount of Jews on the way to Aaron Arayim. The man was Sava Cheret Kol Shubei Ephraim, so that no Cheret Shal Sholom should pass from Eretz Yisrael. Roshon HaLachos, then he didn't listen to Yishayom, Roshu Bacharayim, he was there in Yitzir Osatzer Kinsayim Mitzrayim. He did not listen to Yishayom, to Yemayohu, in the name of Yishayohu, to let it happen. Now here there was a very, very big machlokes. The soul was machlokes. King Yoshiyahu was a tzaddik hador, who was the melech, who was a massive, major part of Kali Sovichu. And here we go. And the name Yeshayahu. Take a look in the Rambam, Hakdama, by Yom Yeshayahu, or the Chachmei Amasok. And the Dole Ador, the biggest damage is Chacham emphasizing is the name. And who has the right to interpret the Torah of Chai Yisrael? Yoshua Shetzadik Yisrael. It was Maxir, Chai Yisrael, and Shuv in a dramatic way. And his Havonah Sakramah said one thing. And Yirmiyahu said, no, you make a mistake. Your Havonah Sakramah is wrong. And the real Havana Satori is what I have been, when I have been Makabu from Yishayon. Gdolik Chachmei Musaw. And when Yoshiyahu lay dying and says, Sadiq, Hashem, the people were recent, he realized they're refusing to listen to Yemiyahu and Yishayon was an aveira that he deserved to be killed for. Who has the right to interpret for Klal Yisrael what the Talmud says? On the one hand, Yoshiyahu, that's Tzadik Yisrael. Hashua Mas Tamachon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yishayahu and Yoshiyahu as his specific shlichim because of their unbelievable madrega. And that couldn't be Makabe. And therefore, you could not accept the Havana Satora of the Pasuk in Asati Shalom Baretz, the Cherbal Sahab of the Arzachem, and therefore he was killed. Mechakel Skirat Mezuzah, the Abeba that closed the doors. Chazon Antosi, Ebel of Azos, no, and Omen of Kumo Azos, Ace the Bonner of the Sorfu, Azos. And the Egyptians came and they were Mabazah, the group of their show. Well, Hasi, Honor, and Sorfu. Suru, Hei Idu, Adlo Shigio. And in Mondo Tsun, the Mot, the Sol, the Shio. They crossed the corridor also over Tio, by Yoru Hamogram, and Elker Show. And the archers shot their arrows, and Elker Show. Odena Otsam Eino began to no us, closing his eyes. Chetz after chetz, arrow after arrow. Morim Velochansen. Saduhu Nasamuhu Tamatara Lachitzen. They made him their target. A Yizuka Bosch Lodge Mail Streets and 300 arrows penetrated him. Kalim Hito Akro Ezom with so people. So, people wanted to hear what were his last words. And he had total clarity of thought down to the very end. Ruach Svosov, his son, appealed Tzadik who had been noticed by recent people. And what was his wide words? I don't know. As Tzadik, I violated the Rosh HaBorah. Sisi no kikinei zam, v'shalem sh'on av'avon bitzon. Tam kesem hatov manzul pishan. By konen olov al echi nuan. Tam nikre echo kos megido ishtos. Shohu was a tam. His perfection. Straight. Yashus. The nikre echo. And, but, together with Achov, Achov also, or it's Achov, he's the Kos Megiddo Mishnah. They both were killed in the same way. Zoya Mishnah Sashmita. Memoa Mishnah Sashmita. Kigot Kavalel Asos. At the time that Yoshiyahu was supposed to read Hakel, Kola Be'es Mishdayim Maharos Shosos. Ki Sarfu Lo Eichol Be'es Mishdayim Osos. Osos Kinas Lubotu B'cholim. And Yirmiyahu wrote Eicham Yuan at that point. Ad Ki Shofachim B'cholim Zamosi Tu Adyam Ad Rashad Nasad Ad Mishdayim. That means, certainly, and Reza Kalir makes one point that it's reminiscent of a Gemara, Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin, the Pandala of a base. Interesting, Gemara talks about a Derech Agav, and Rashi tells a story that there was a certain city, and there were two people in that city. There was a man who was a Chacham, a Tzaddik, who was the spiritual most of the city. And there was a gangster there, a troll gangster. And they died the same day. And then Levayas, both Levayas were going out together. Levayas, Tzaddik, was attended by the entire city. And the Levi of the Rosh was attended by his family. And all of a sudden, a group of gangsters, highwaymen, came to attack the group. And everyone dropped the mitzvahs, and they ran away. And there was one Talmud of this Tzaddik who would not leave his Rebbe's mitzvah, and he stayed. When they came back, the procession of the Tzaddik picked up the arm of this gangster. And the gangster's family picked up the arm of the Tzaddik. They switched. And this Talmud kept saying, no, 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 you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake, you're making a mistake. But it ended up, they didn't pay attention to him. And the gangster was buried with COVID, malachim, with tremendous COVID, in his cavern, was in the most mechuvah place, and this big tzaddik Tam Chacham was buried in the chelek reserved for the gangsters. And this Talmud bothered him deeply. What did his Rebbe do to deserve such a bezoyin in his levaya and his chelek? And a day or two later, his Rebbe appeared to him in a dream. It's a long Rashi, Sanhedrin Mandala. He appeared to him in a dream and said, don't worry, Shemayim, I'm getting to be covered at my dream. Talmud said, but what did you do to deserve the Bezonri Milabaya? He said, when he sat in front of the Kisei HaKavod from the din, it was once he was present and someone was Zalz on the cover of Talmud Chacham, and he kept quiet. And because of that, he was Zalz on the cover of Talmud Chacham. So the cover of having a bite of Talmud Chacham was taken away from him. And this gangster tells a story, a whole story, but he wants an unbelievable Maisa Chesed. Yes, the Yom Mamas, the man God, for all of his gnevus and all of his ritzikas, he got punished. But for that maisa chesed that he Odysseus. The death of two people incredibly similar. Achav, who was responsible for the Avodah Zarah of all of Klal Yisrael, Achav and Yisrael, and killing the Nevi'im. And but more than that, as the Rambam writes, Rambam is trying to explain to us the chumrah of the averus and tzibur. He says, of all the averus in the Torah, there are many that seem to be more chumrah than the tzibur. Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, you have chizkilah, chizreifah. But in the din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is danas, the most serious din he gives for a tzicha. Borei, he says, take a look, he says, Achav. The rishrishis of Achav of being machrif Klal Yisrael, machrif Klal Yisrael with Avodah Zarah and his killing in the Nevi'im and whatever he did, destroying. Unbelievable rishis. But when time came for din, what does it say? The ruach of Nabos. The fact that he killed Nabos. And he didn't kill him. He arranged his death. Rambam says, in the Yom HaDin, Ritzicha is the worst of the worst. He's standing in front of a Kodesh Boker person. But nowadays, the world is a very interesting world. It used to be that killing a murderer, capital punishment was fine. And killing an unborn child, an abortion was considered a tzicha. Killing a terminal patient was a tzicha. Nowadays, in our crazy world, it's just the opposite. If you kill a murderer, chas v'shalom. If you kill an innocent unborn child because it's too inconvenient for you, or a terminal ill patient, then you're tzaddik. But the tzicha is the other. So, Achav deserved a horrible death for everything he had done. Yoshiyahu was a tzaddik v'sarom. Tzaddik v'sarom. But for the melech who was a tzaddik to confuse Klal Yisrael, who is the right interpreter of Torah, and whose interpretation of Torah is the interpretation of Torah, such a serious avera that when it came to the way he died, he also died in the same way with the same desire. And obviously in the old Emes, which was a tzaddik, he said, he got all the scar for everything he had done. But at the same time, says because the confusion that he was producing the concept who has the right ultimately to interpret the definitive interpretation of Torah. The 40 was mostly had Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu down to Ravashi. They or the king was a tzaddik, the powerful one who happened to be a tzaddik. That, for that, he had to pay a very serious price. It says, because we, Tam and Mikre Echot Tos Megidol Nishtos Memoei Shnas HaShmikah. At the time when he should have had the Kovod Melachim of standing there in front of all Klal Yisrael and reading Hakel, he was killed in a way of an absolute desire, the same way Achav was killed. Tola Be'ez Mishnayim Ara Shosos Sofilo Eicha Be'ez Mishnayim. Now, Oli. Now, a medrash more than the medrash figure of lesson. Well, certain things were before the Bria Zohar. Because Baruch Hu, when he created this world, from the entire cosmos. The entire cosmos is one small place called planet Earth. And that's the purpose of the whole cosmos. Is this planet Earth. As much as they look for life elsewhere, it's here on planet Earth. And on planet Earth, there's an entire Bria here on planet Earth. But the purpose of the entire Bria is the human being. And all human beings, the purpose of all of society is Klal Yisrael. And we shall have Torah Shnekeration, the Klal Yisrael Shnekeration, that there is one small group of people whose existence justifies all of humanity, everything on planet Earth, and the entire cosmos. And on this planet Earth, there's a very special place. We call it Mizbeach. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of his Beis Achiva. Mamasora is Ibi Yaakov. It's an Asora about which there is no disagreement. Shamokom Shabana Dovid, that where Dovid bought from that place, Marabayas, that's the place was the Akedah. That's the place where Noah brought his korbanos when he came out of the Teva. That's where Cain and Hevel brought their korbanos. That's where Og and Harishon brought his korban the day he was created. Urishon Nivra. Og and Adam Yimokon Kaporos and Nivra. Rambam writes very basically. That means a Baruch Hu who planned the world from the very beginning. And on planet Earth, there was going to be one specific place. So, there was going to be Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach Kapara, and he took the offer that he made, turned into Adam HaRishon from that exact place. Everything is pre-planned. Mikdash Hashem Kol Yirio Adecha. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world should be Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for this world was there should be an intimate contact between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael that would be the focus of that place would be the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the original plan. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision of how the world's supposed to run. All the Asher Ta'afto Adlo Reishis. You wanted this before my separation, before you created the world. Is the ideal plan for the world. But people, when we look at the world today, as I said, people think it's a wonderful world. You're here, you're there. Wherever Klal Yisrael is, they're doing wonderfully. They don't understand that's not Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world should be a Hashavas Hashkina, a close catch between us and our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the focus of that is the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the focus of our tefillos, the focus of our minat Torah, focus of our mitzvahs and everything we do. And kisei kavod l'tzarfa. A number of things were created before my generation. What was the makom hamikdash was designated? Kisei kavod. Lama l'netzach shuda b'gad shogim in the eitzit karov b'okiyom. And what has happened? Your original plan for Bria's Olam has been co-opted, taken away and stolen by the Romans, by the enemy. So where's the Kadosh's place in this world? Oh, yes, you command to a son of Eretz, the third as the Yefo. In the schools of the others, Eitzonim, Eitzonim Oretz. And Lama Manetzach Tzumas B'yad Tzorim and Yitzik Tzipor Bodein Rakodesh Baruch Hu does not have a place in this world where there is designated for Hashavas Hashem. Like in bird that flies from rooftop to rooftop, Matzoreach, Malidini, what are you doing? Oli Ashapasto, Lamanu Lutzir. You discussed this with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Beis HaMikdash. The Yata Amo Gilodi Po, Lomo Lanetz of Uru, Ura, Biat, Ogre, Kocho, Ode, Kocho, Ne Yesu, Kosonde, Kosorbia, Ayne, Iwe, Moshe Po. And if it's broken, it doesn't have to place it. Oli Ashanachiso, the Anane, Ho, the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a Mishkan. And the Mishkan was surrounded with the Anan HaKohen. The Zosha Sheyesh Kampo Ve'en Elpo. And that was a sign to us, so the people were there and weren't there. What's going to tell me? Long ago, Nesach Moaz, he had more than a Yesh Kibibo, Lo Yuchav Oshia, Al Chopo Mil Chopo. So, and Tavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's designation and Kabiyotful need from Beis HaMikdash and need for a place to where he can establish contact with Klal Yisrael in the most deep and intimate way possible. And now there's no such place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is floating around the world. Kabiyotful. All Yashar Kivato Mumochum Rishitoho. God, from the beginning, the Beis HaMikdash Shomal, the Beis HaMikdash Shomata, and one is connected to the other. And the Beis HaMikdash Shomata draws its Kedusha on Beis HaMikdash Shomata. So that you will chofes a gozo of your heart. Chofes. He's right on top of us. Lama lanetzach you are the yad vihin with the yetzer katos b'chol ovein ov novi v'nam to the angel. And this, we don't even have the kesh of the shvur of the moon. All the asher chanisa may oz b'sov mi po v'nam. That was the avoiding of Kippur. But I had a Doro between Hashem La'azotam. When that was Duka, we had that, we don't have that kapara there. The Negesa can get borrowed to Namdi, one also had Doro. All the Hashem, Abon Gizzi, the Horshun Kok for Ishbo. Lama Lanesaf Upa, the Gazorim, the Yetzir Ka'oreach Mamolam. You're like a visitor in a hotel, you know, that you don't know. Oh, Lil Chopo. Oh, Chomo Kezen. Nipo, Go, Chodo, Vado, and Go, the Kitzbo, the Chupo. Generations before the Chorsh and after the Chorsh. And the Akadosh Baruch Hu was angry, Kavyo. Ameni Kol Olam. Just all like that. But why is it that you were more demanding of us than any other nation? Zos Balu keep him chokuk the capital. Rufuasi betucho ki rega ba'am. I'm guaranteed of the Rufu. Because it's only a small period of history. But after Eichel Godi Ma'am. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry when the time will come when Rachel will no longer be angry. And then the Beis HaMikdash will build the home of Yehovah. And so therefore this pyramid will just lose any significance. It's just a means of getting to the ultimate end. Basically, this Kina tells us an unbelievable thing. You start to think what it is in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he planned the world, did not plan the world to stop. There was a well thought out plan that there's an entire cosmos for whatever reason, we have no idea. And in this entire cosmos, there's a planet Earth. And on this planet Earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a special breed called the human beings, which straddles the two aspects of the world. Because connected to the physical universe, he created a spiritual universe. And there's Olam HaGashmi and Olam HaRuchni. And then on this planet Earth, he took this human being, and that human being is that creation that straddles his physical world and the spiritual world. And gave him a Yipa Bach and Nishmas Ruchayim, gave him a Neshama, gave him a Chiyur Chavshis, gave him commands, expected him to lead a certain type of life. That means the Melech Malchei Melochim created the entire plot of chaos about these human beings. He made them specifically. There's no accident. And among these human beings, left their Chal Yisrael and expect them, and gave them the Torah and expect them to do it. And this was the plan of the Bria from the very beginning. And if the Bria today doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash, that means the Bria is not functioning according to its original plan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to upset his original plan because the plan is that it's not a static thing. We infuse the Kedusha into this world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the unbelievable koach. He said, listen, this is my plan for the world. If you act properly, it'll fulfill the plan for the world. If you live your lives in Kedusha, you infuse Kedusha into the world, into the Beis HaMikdash, and will be a Beis HaMikdash. But if you don't act properly, and you don't infuse by Yemitzis and by Sintogim and Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Kedusha into the Beis HaMikdash, then my whole plan falls apart. Because we both created a world for the whole plan, and there's only one thing that plan depends on. Klal Yisrael doing their part. And when Klal Yisrael don't do their part, that upsets HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entire plan for the Bria.
Everything was possible, but there's a book who took into a cheshbon that the world is going to
process of binyan and chorban and binyan and chorban and choshech and tahom until finding the kayach ha'teira by merachet ruach shel Mashiach merachet al pnei amoyim and mayim al ha'teira b'yom ha'yor. That will be the ultimate goal. But this was the norm. Our Pirul Choshes could have done differently. We chose not to, so the norm succeeded. When Yosef saw Binyamin, he was Bocher. His Bocher on the Shtei Bote and Migdash, Bechal Bosham Binyamin, and then Bechorah. Eichlos Hashem Kvar Asohu. Because it's Zayr from the very beginning. And Zayr you have to understand. As the Gemara says, Zayr the Ra can be reversed by truth. Zayr the Tova is never reversed. But if it was, humanity was set up in such a way that if it did not choose to do Averis, then basically they should stay. But since they did, and it was the norm for them to do it, so therefore there's going to be Chorban. Eshe Shekwar also does Exegra about Chorban Abayas. Chorban many of the books of Shayel, the world who came to collect his debt, Sha'ad was Chokin and Chokin, and that is before the world was created. Shali Rama to Aretz Harsosov. That's in the words of Aretz Harsosov. Bila Mova, Bila Baos Arvis Rishakas. Gea Magi Mevashis Akas. Boni Bachare Vu Boni Beakas. My Hobi Kakaloso Tetris. The Shborah for Magi Mevashis Akas sees from the beginning or will be in the end. They'll be built and destroyed, built. Destroyed and then built forever. And that's recorded in Tochach. Hechris Isha Mechotchach Meyuda. So that anyone shouldn't mistake and think that's just an accident. That the world is not going according to its plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to record the details of the Chorban in the Torah itself. To show us that it's not just an accident, this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. Meyuda, Shemino, Kadmonim Chazuhu Meyuda, and the Kadmonim, sorry that it was going to be Chorav, Oz the Varshe Doris Nitosu Noda. Rambam writes, it's particular of a lesson. The Yaakov Avinu, Samala Tolkien Olin the Yordanba. How many angels were there? Rambam writes, and then particular of a lesson, there were four angels. Neged the Arbogolius. And the Arbogolius had it. They went up and they went down. They went up and they went down. Up and went down. Then when he came to Edom, then he kept going up and up and up and up. And Yaakov Avinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, is what it's going to be? And that's how Torah we said. Part of the Yates thing. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring him down. But in the Chalom, in the dream of Yaakov Avinu, is already the Arba Golius, and that the fourth longest will extend very, very long. Boni Bechorah, Boni, and in the end it'll be built forever. When Yechovi Kalkulos for Hechris. Hechris Isham Bechoshek, when Yuzah Kadon, Chazun, and Maguda, Oz, the Rosh Hashanah, and Totsi Noda. Ad lo Osri Karnos of Goda. Goda Gova Komas Yitzir Zor. Other Rishon says, was created massive proportion. Did an Aveira and brought down to size. The Sefer Lefanav Hutzar, And he saw the entire world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed all the Marishim everything that was going to happen forever and ever. Only Rahu and Yechol Chavtza. Kehevi Lefonu Kol Netzah Dorach Tuchach Mibes Ha'olza. The Rahu came Masa Chavtza. Dabu Lilo Kevot V'yath Tzor. By Konan Olav Eichol by Yaakov Beis Tzor. Sur Heralo Masha Hoya. Nutas kir noto in the bodem at Kudo. The Doros Lime in the host in Hini Yo. Al Sheva Asher Hoya. Hoya Hanoa in Mizrach. That's Avraham Avinu. Then Absorbing Oro Kazara. So Avraham Avinu appeared on the scene. Hero Arba Malchus, and that is in the midst of the Brisbane Absorbing and the whole vision. Was the goal of Rebbe Mitzvah to Tov Asher HaMitzvah. Vayachos HaYinatzel Zeyro Vayar HaShloch HaZizro Ve'emen Ophel HaSolom Kevizro Ve'tzidei Midas HaDin Kozro Ro'a Eron Ve'eryo Ve'nenach. Avraham Avinu saw Chai Yisrael going to Golos. And that was all part of the vision he had just been observed. And he saw him going naked on their clothes, just totally distraught. And Enoch, and he groaned. And he revealed this, the vua that he received at the Brisbane Absorb, to give the Govino who was the Oku. Or Shishami Kas Engel Vonach, Kishiro Gizel Tov Vonach. And it shattered him when he realized his descendants would be so treated. Zonach Zoratom. Yaakov Avinu, when he was lying there, and saw the Malach, the Sulam Utsamars, Rosham Magia Shammai, the name out of the old Jordan book. And that's the Arba Golias. Matsuki Lohem in the Numze, hard to believe, the Aina Bamokam Azet. Then, when I first wrote, revealed it to him, for Roh, it was to show Shimuma by a kind of nature. Chashim Chashot go all in the order. And that is the Malachim who are going up and down. By Yovin Kibo Yehei Rodim, that these nations will rule over Klausur. Chanicha Malnev and Dino. Mayhem Tava Zvul Morgan. Morgan Zvul Matzvah. He asked for the design of the Korban Beit HaMikdash. Morgan Zvul Matzvah of Nivu Matzvah of Malvango of Karting Samokov. Ziv Shor of Mani Mahin of Vimin of Simun of Aras Kitabo. Tovu Tardin Liyedas Man, Kilagalos Kate of Zuman. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the case. Yahweh was dying. Pasuk says he wanted to reveal the case to his children. Instead of the Medrashim. If you take a look at the Medrash and Rashi, it seems that the Rebbe did not want him to reveal the case. Take a look at the Zohar. The Zohar says, no, he revealed the case. But to understand that you have to be in a certain madrega. And he thought his children were on the Madrega, and they didn't understand it. And that's why he asked, and really greater point to the measure point of the Zohar. He was afraid that there's a nidnur in them, that maybe they do not still believe in Achdus HaBoreh, and they told him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Shema describes it, and he answered, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus HaLevavot. But he tried to reveal the case, and he understood the case, and understood the entire process of Jewish history. There is an interesting psukim at the end of Daniel. At the end of Daniel, the Malach comes and tells Daniel, this is the cheshbon of the case. And the Nero says, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. I can't understand the Chesh. So the Maal says, okay, I'll give you a different Chesh. So he built him a different Chesh bin. He said, he didn't understand. And then he says, let's go, Nero. Go to Nero. He's doing the Chesun HaDvar Mareisa case. It's all covered up and hidden until the time of the case. I once asked my Rebbe's Zichrono Livracha a very simple kasha. The nevuahs that we need l'doros are written down. Nevuahs that are not written l'doros are not written down. If we're told that no one will understand this, so why do you write it down? You don't need l'doros. The answer is very simple. It comes to tell us two important things. That there is a cheshbon, and you'll never understand the cheshbon. That cheshbon, to understand the cheshbon, you have to be on a madrega, that until Bias HaGoel, no one's going to be on that. They wanted to destroy the walls of the Azorah. Ziv Shachar of many manis fall. But the walls of the Azorah made a request of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They did not want to be destroyed. Tavu Tordim Yedat Man. How long is it going to be for? That was paid of Zuma. That was doing it. Told me she got a lot of cakes and Zuma Khosha really paid back. But it tells us something else. An interesting thing. Bahinot Munyan Ba'aretz Kitabo. As I said, Tobu Shoreva. The time of the Korban, the walls, various walls came down into the ground. And they're still there, and they're on the ground. And we were the coast of Maravi, and the prince of the coast of Maravi knows the bug deep. And they go very deep. Tovu Shoreva. And the walls are sunk into the ground. Yashu Shola of Leda, my case of 12 months on his father, have a young Yeshua Bonoda, Akiri, Ito Yuchashi, his father. We're not going to know the case until it happens. His father rose, we want this talk. You want to know? The Nirsa may have a low Yuchu, and it's covered up and they couldn't do it. But Yachu Mikin has based on that whole Yogam Chayim Okol, Kolu Kislet Zir, Yeshuach, Venom Shlach Nomi Atishlo, Kima Besa Lila Hishnalach, Yachai Dilo Yeshuach, Kim Osam Lilo Vu Olu Esu, Eze Yom Hakol, Livon Heichim, Veshor Mishu, Adno Yilo Vizoch. It'll happen in the future when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal His Shechina to us and do Nisim and bring a Gula. And then, after Gilad Yeshua, that's Yeshua and Eliyahu HaGelodi will bring us into Eretz Yisrael. The Moshem Livu Ole Suf. Chosuz Droa V'Yadroma V'Nigla V'Yimin Romeima Bonim K'Sharu Chaima Zrumo Kotsu Napshum B'Dei Edom Agaz Mama Tzosa Agosubi. So she first probably answers, what's the problem you found with me? I have this damn garden. He vogo bogaga to me. Rebelled against me. In midbar he martyred me. And he said, I'm midbar. And you rebelled against him in the midbar. But after what I'm on to be. And you haven't believed in me from then till today. Yayach nitu avigdo. The vim hutanidim moshe avim. Nishtanu process livdo. And they tried to fix things up, but you know, listen to them. Niglesi v'yom lok on this door. I told my Nevi'im that it was Yom Adin. Well, Kukshi Parisei Hador. And Nevi'im Abach didn't let him pay attention. He'd rather pay attention to Nevi'im Abach to set everything else right. Hador Yosnu Das So Vadov. Ishbat Yeskam Shomu Pokaku. Yachat Kishomam Kenisman. Mark Moku. Gal Kapayim Sofok. Shofku Yusofsu Boi Yoret. Nofu Biyoda Malte Yoret. Sibu Ki Yishon Yeves. Gal Yodam Yiskonim Sosko Yoret. Potsu Piyem Chag Lad Noi Bishilo. Dimu Ki Loa Adiya Shom Bimoshta. Boa Lu Sheker. Meha Shilo. Ad Yoro Shilo. Shilo Ritzo. Techama Meitzo. Venimas Kashabon Asu. Uma Veiro also, Kukol Asher, Chofetz also, also Imi Oz, Sidyon, Ul Ito, Chosh Ali Kisha. Ulafti Kukol Re Bitzoron Adash and Yofia Elamim Sion. Suat Sion, Ech Nosan, Losu Ola Ido Eitzen, Hadadrish Bravaz Behem, Sov Rokal Nisman, Ulchamoso, also, Nosan, Nosan, the Atos Tuso, Ace Hogilani, Rope in Tarti, Load, Gold Company, Boshigan, the Flanti, Balhaki, Bokori Av, no Lee, Kumi, Kumi, Kashaki, Bas, Nofo, Kumi, Loki, close those Hamluko, Tasko, Hayana, and Ofo, the Gashi, were orphaned. Rei Roe, Roa, Nashis, and Nuko, Michon, and Michal, Kisha, Bohari, Nashu, Dam Shango, Nochem Yodel Bom Uvan Erechu. And Oshim Al Oshim Provo. Uvan Nahaz Bono Kisnachum. Olu 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 Kachachol. Shofu Shomu Gedion Hakim. It's Olu Bono Kimo Bukarim. Shein Yosuvu Bukarim. Who made cross Karavain Bil Dokim. Tiku, what is it? When they came, Cheskel was sitting there, Yirmiyahu was sitting there on Nahar Cross. Yirmiyahu was sitting on Nahar Cross. And they welcomed them into Golas. And then, what did they do? They drank from the waters of Cross, and they died from the polluted waters of Cross. Chazal is just telling us that the waters of the Cross were polluted now. That was the purpose of Chazal. Chazal, when you drink from the waters of Cross, that meant it's very simple. There is water. Every culture has its water. They came to Pros and said, okay, thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. We have to be good Persians, we have to be good citizens here in Babylon. And we'll take their culture and their life and that is what. They drank from the waters of Pros. She could talk of Tedak on Mesach on here. Here, Eiro, the character, before I'm the washing. I'm soaked in Valerian, Conan, and Benetzin, Hayikurim. Hayikurim called Barone Yeshua Lifka. Amezel, Amezel, Hikmirka. Yachaz, Ome, Boko, Zome, Boko. Rognu, Ome, Boshan, Eva, Boshan, Eva. If you take a look at all the kinnis have one message till now. The message attendances in this Korban Klayasur and a continuation of Korban, it is because of Arabics. It's not politics, it's not whether or not it will be a war between Iran and Donald Trump, and whether what will happen if there is such a war, what will happen in such a war has nothing to do with Israel's missiles, Donald Trump's missiles. That's a total irrelevance. That's a tsusenah. What happens in human history is simply dependent on Klal Yisrael, and number one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar v'onish to Klal Yisrael. It's up to us to lift up our madrega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds one way. And if we don't lift up our madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds the other way. Now there's a tendency in certain people to say, oh, we're great, we're wonderful. Except it's the non-from. It's their fault. It's a famous story in Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav, I don't know what exactly happened, but Rabbi Bluff came running to him on Yom Kippur, the whole complaint, saying in Machachar from the Eglon, Zionists destroying the land. Brisker Rav turns and says, yeah, Machachar of the land, you destroy it. Because we mean, we're elevating. He said, listen, we just read Mafti Yonah. Was writing to Mincha Nil, Yom Kippur there in Yerushalayim. Just in Mati Yen. And Mati Yen is an unbelievable story. So there's a ship, and all the Avodah Zarah are crying out to their gods. And there's one Elohim who's not doing what he's supposed to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the storm to turn over everything. Why? Because all these people are calling out their Avodah Zarah. No. One Elohim is not acting right. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu turned everything on. Now the Klal goes in this Quran. So, to say we have to pick up our Madrega, well, it's wonderful when you're Shalim Rakodesh, or Lakewood, New Jersey, wherever we are, we're an unbelievable Madrega, and it's the rest of Klal Yisrael's pulling us down. Basically, what the Brisker Rav says, you're not allowed to say that. Because they themselves realize who caused this whole sea storm there? The one Elohim was not acting right. And it's not enough for us to say the Kinnis are interesting. Take a look. There is an interesting Hebrish, Echa, by the Nesivis. And you know, Nesivis wrote an unbelievable number of things. That could be Christian. And it's Hakdamah, and it's Hakdamah to Echa. Why do we have to tell the story over again? Why, Jay? Just to see how much people are against them. You know, the craziness, they have to tell the story of the Holocaust. Why? Make sure it never happens. The Holocaust happened to the Holocaust Baruch Hu. Tell the story of the Holocaust. That's an end. So, the Nesivis says, we do it in order that we should have a Cheshbon Nefesh. And if we don't use it to make a Cheshbon Nefesh and change, there's no purpose in the whole thing. And that's the purpose of it. He says, and to recall all the Korban that happened. Yeah. All the Korban that happened. And not respond as the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to respond. That's pointless. And unless people are willing to understand that Korban doesn't happen unless it's Avera. And this Korban to Klal Yisrael happens to Klal Yisrael. I thought Kodesh Baruch Hu has an infinite wisdom. The signs that Klal Yisrael deserve Korban. And the only way to turn things around is remedying the cause of Korban. There's no point telling the story. What's the point telling the story? So it says in the Nesivis. In Zachdomit Eichon. And that's the purpose of the Kinnis. For us to think through number of things. And there's something else that's very important. There's a theme, at least in Rabbi Elazar HaKalian, that Geula is going to be accompanied with Maisa Nisa. Some people like to see that as a machlokes in the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi writes, "Bin Tashlishi will yored ben Hashemayim." And if you take a look at Rishon and Rosh Hashanah, remember Rishon and the Torah chapters, the Rambam writes no, it'll be built. But Rambam doesn't say it'll just happen. Just a group of people getting together and chasing the Arabs out with a bunch of guns. It doesn't happen that way. The Rambam has to proceed with tshuva. The only way a Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt is when we preserve it for a wine and drink. Rambam is exceedingly clear in Hilchos Melachot. But the Rambam says, this is my theory. Rambam says a theory. However, he says, what will actually happen? And that's a positive in Daniel. We don't know. But we know only a few things. Churbin is kechet. The purpose of Tonis and Avelus is to understand what was lost. Because if we don't understand what was lost, and we don't have a she'ifah to get it back, that what was lost was the keshu that Kodesh Baruch Hu, and all that that implies, then we miss the boat. An interesting Rambam. Rambam writes it both in Perish Mishnayos. He says it also in Hilchos Melachim. He says, anyone who doesn't believe or believes and is not machakil be also, lo betos Moshe Rabbeinu levad hu kol v'chol anavim. It's a kofer in Torah and a kofer in all the Nevi'im. Question is, I understand. If he doesn't believe, he doesn't believe. That's the freedom. But why do you have to be machatel b'yos? What is it that turns you as a kofer if you don't machatel b'yos? Listen, I have properties in London, I have properties in Los Angeles, I have properties in Miami, in Toronto, and Zurich, or wherever. I have an empire of $100 million, so who needs Mashiach? I'm calling him a kofer. Why? The answer is, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, the Rambam defines what Gavis is. Gavis is a person who wants to be chorus priest of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he wants me to stop with Tachas Kanfei Ashrina, and he wants to return, accept upon himself Torah and Mitzvahs. If a person just wants to keep Torah and Mitzvahs, but not being a stop with Tachas Kanfei Ashrina, he lacks the Maramba B'Shadus and the Surabiyah, he lacks the motivation to come again. That means you have Gehman. Mitzvahs are wonderful. This is a wonderful, I'll do all the mitzvahs. Why? Because they're fantastic. But you don't have a desire to make a deep keshul at Hashem, the stuff of Tachas Kanshin. You don't know what it means to be Jewish. What does it mean to be Jewish, says Mama? Bikori's Brisla Kodesh Baruch Hu. Makabel Torah mitzvahs. But there's a third thing, the stuff of Tachas Kanshin. The desire that close keshul with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to maximize. So if someone says, you listen, I live in a wonderful world. I'm very comfortable where I am. What is Mashiach? It means you don't value the keshu of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're lacking the fundamental ingredient that means to be Jewish. And that's the message of all the kinnis.
Tet Zayin. Chorsha also tzarbitin. The story of the Tula Hakusha, the Gorish and the Doshi, that is the Kishon. Rocha Asha also tzarbitin. So a harbo of all is nihilism. Took out a sword and went into the Gorish and the Doshi. That was saying you, B.S. He is trembling with fear. His teammate left him at one. Natani left him at one. Gida Parochas Bale Shtekwan. The Parochas had the Kruvim on it from both sides. A very mysterious type of embroidery. Some of Gida Abamogen Oda. What is some of Tani, sir? Because I thought it was a little random. And he found an apostle, the Mogen Adam, and with his sword that was dripping with blood. And Maden Kov, and Tamara Adam, Meimeinu Golach, Vishke Chitzav Midon. And he killed countless Jews, and his sword was dripping with Jewish blood. Yosna Bayis for Harbo Bnei Adam, when he was met the Bayis and his sword was dripping with blood from two bloods, the blood of the Parochas and the blood of killing Jews. Al Hagosu Havos Gover Nota El Yodo of the Mula Hakka. He looked up to Akash Baruch Hu, then he had beat up Akash Baruch Hu. He won a battle with. He understood the battle that was being fought wasn't a battle between him and the Jewish people. That, Titus understood. The battle was with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he won the battle. Like Belshazzar. And Achashverosh. There was a nevuah that Klal Yisrael would be in Gaul 70 years. And no one knew exactly how to change in that 70 years. So Belshazzar made a suuda when he thought the 70 years was up. And he said, bring out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and we'll get drunk on the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And he died on the spot. The Chilu HaKdush. The son of Achashverosh made a different cheshbon. In the third year of Malchus Achashverosh, what did he do? Made a suda. He won over a Kodesh Baruch. And who attended? All the Jews attended. And what did he do? And we think on Purim, the Kalim Shon, the Tunav brought up the Kalim base in English. He was sitting there getting drunk, a suda, while a shikris was nos. Clients were all there. Everyone knew it was a victory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Little did he know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sabeh Kalasibos, was turning history of using that Su'uda to get rid of Vashti, to put Esther in, and to bring the Geula. And people don't see all of that. All he sees right what's in front of him. He won over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too Titus HaRosh. He said, Egypt and all the other nations of the world couldn't be clients. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beat all the other nations of the world. But I, in the Beis HaMikdash, I will fight him and show that I'm stronger than him. I will say, Zorba, Kechniso, Bachura, Bachmesh. In the times of Nodim Avihu, when they brought into the Kodesh HaKadosh, they were Meshanet with Avodah Ashabot Sivon, one Shemit Kotlin. Immediately a fire went out and destroyed Nodim Avihu, Shtekdomi Ador. And on the other hand, what does Nebuchadnezzar do? He brings his own Tzohar Hichnes. Nothing happened to him. And all
all of the soldiers set everything on fire. Valmeva Bayos Eish and the Beis Hamikdash, which was, there was an Eish Min HaShemayim that was coming down to the Korbanos. Imaram Sholach Eish. And just as in the Korbanos, the fire descended on HaShemayim. What happened here? When the soldiers, either the Roman soldiers or the Babylonian soldiers, set fire to the Beis Hamikdash, and Eish came down also Min HaShemayim. Why? Because anyone intelligent would know. Don't think it's the Nebuchadnezzar, don't think it's the Babylonians, don't think it's Tiglath, don't think it's the Romans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Shem Tovanu Kotzi Kleish Joris, we would distraught when he took out the Kleish Joris, the Sonnen, Bo'oni Shayit Bomo Joris, and he took them in a boat, a ship, to take it back to Rome. Oh, then Ramak, Hishkim Shores. Tishim Ushloshik Shores. The next morning, Cohen comes to the Abode and Dom Kishores. Narshim Kisharu Kivaris. The women, when they saw that Titus came into the Beis HaMikdash, Bakarta buys the old headdress and he stomped on the floor. And no one was allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Sorry, Lukosu Kulokorit. And everyone trembled when Titus came. The Beis Kodesh HaKodesh and Tzapah HaSohish. And he had the Zayna there fulfilling all of his titles. Bachuru Yvachut Sogim Uchuzokim. Bachuru Yisrael outside. Were convinced that he used a shish and riba ma'azikim, that 600,000 malachi hasharos would come and destroy them. But the older people realized he'd been given permission in Hashemayim. Asa sitzon lo bu osu ba'azikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel was in chains. What does that mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu in chains? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu set this world up to run according to a certain Seder. And according to that Seder, there was no Kedusha left in the Beis HaMikdash. There was nothing left, it was an empty shell. And it had to be destroyed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech Osa Barhotim. He is B'Shal Sholos. He's restrained by the rules he set up, how he runs the world. Shabbat Sote by Gavo Arma. When Babel starts and Rome came, by Sabe Kongo by Abe Samo. And also Ezra Almine Pizza Lafaluz in Arma. Ad Kinutash Nadon Arma. And Zeruz Neshamayim, the base of the dish. Al Pesach HaRabayis Heichel Lovo. They began coming to the Pesach HaRabayis. The Yad Arba Roshi Tafstro Lachivo. They had four generals coming in. Outside Marabi Lezeich HaSribo. But in the west of Wall, the coast of Marabi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left. Means all the way back, Medrash says, may all of us also speak in my Kosa Marabi. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Kosa Marabi, just as a reminder. The Kosa Marabi is a very strange phenomenon. The Maima Chazal that I never understood says, Mokosh Yikiro, when a Mikdash Shaka Yoreh, you see the Mikdash? And Misha Shachan Shmo Bavayas Hazeh. There's nothing special about the Kol Samarot. Nothing. It is a place, Hashoras Hashmina. What is special, may all know of Hashmina, that if a person, the Ma'at Ma'at, that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us, that a Tfilos HaMekubal in Har HaBayis, in Beis HaMikdosh, the Ma'at and Ma'at of that Haftofa, Tfilos HaMekuyim in the Hosam HaRof. That, not the full Hashra HaShem, some degree of the Hashra HaShem. And that's what it's special. Don't think it's anything else, don't think it's Shakti Yorah. Nowadays, what's called Hosam HaRavi, a lot of people, it's a symbol of national resistance, a symbol of Kol Yisrael. Last time I was at the coastal, there was a swearing in of Israeli paratroopers there, right in front of the place that's supposed to symbolize that Hashem Baruch Hu runs the world, and the cause for Chorban, the cause of rebuilding, is nothing else but our keshem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People turn into all sorts of national symbols of rebuilding, culture, and the like. Nothing could be a greater violation of the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the Kol Samara. That's what we say here. Outside Ma'arovi Lezecher, his rebuild, he left it. Shog Acha Kotlini, he's an Oma Acha Kotlini, Mashkiach Menachalonos, makes it to Nachal Rakim. But Baruch HaBiyochel is peeking through the cracks. That means there's a slight Pesach there for our feelers to penetrate, because there's a slight Hashra HaShashkinah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never Mavakal entirely. It's that Hashra, when Shlomo HaMelech has his tefillah, that it's a mokum tefillah, and that by going to this mokum tefillah, your tefillahs will be mekubal, ma'at and a ma'at. That happens, the Kol Samara. Whatever the entire, the Ran, Rosh Haran talks about the Maila of going to Kibbutz Tzadikim, the Dada. But the Ikir is mokum tefillah. Retreated back to Kol Samaravi. Even though he made sure that Kol Samaravi would not be destroyed, he's made it to Menacharakim, he's peeking through Kabayochel, the cracks in the Kol Samaravi. But he left me loud before that. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry and allowed Tifus to take all the Kedem out of the base of Egypt. The Lord of Marsha Abraham Komum Nisham Lahafnos. And take all these little children who had never done an Aver in their lives and send them into Boaz. Lama Rob Shigoyim Loshatu El Aminichot Nos. Why did you allow the Goyim to come together in Mokhama? And you did not listen to the tefillahs. And the tefillahs. V'shilchu be'eretz utz b'sholosh sfinos. The story that they were sent, all a bunch of young children, Sakina later on, were sent in ships for the purpose of nus and three boats. Hashiveinu shivo kevoy b'nivcha yom. Hashiveinu elech. Make us return to you. And what is the story? The story is that Rome was a very corrupt society, Tantusus. Not too different, and Mishka Zohar was a big thing, not too different than the Western world today, where it's one of the necessities of Western culture. And they took boatloads of three boatloads of Jewish children taken to Rome to be used for as each one was to be used by the Roman noblemen for Mishka Zohar. And in the boat, they looked, so what's our future? Right now with Tahorim and Kedoshim, we'll end up in this corrupt society of Znus who will be used as Hechel Pinsel Znus. So, our entire Ruch needs to be destroyed. For no purpose. They all jumped into the ocean. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are pure souls. True, there was a lot of Averis. But at least pay attention to the tefillah of these pure souls. Shiru Tishbochu Shoru Kal Yom. They sang Kavash Bro Shiru Tishbochu, just like the Shiru Alayam. Kalecho Rakul and Tzulashan, because we've been drowned and killed in the deep ocean. Itahomos Bo Adashan. When it came to their throats, Kozos Bo Asil Voshtachim Hilul and Rosh. But we haven't forgotten about Kavash Bro. We know you have a plan. You know everything is Lacheshbon. Tikvason Nosnu Lameshi Biboshan. Ubaspol Nishma Uro Lama Tisha. You have to understand, Rabbi Elazar Kalia, who wrote the first minute, was Bukhari Mizdoli Akanoyim, or Amdoli Chachan III. And as much as we go through it on Tisha B'Av, one, just like every word that Tana wrote, you can put hours and hours of Havana in every word of the Tana. And a Kadma, you know, a Mishnah, this, that, the words, hours and hours of a phrase. So too, one could spend hours and hours in every word of the Bodhisattva Sakavya, understand it. Why do you not have of Moses and his place in the world of God? You have this Baruch Hu. The Tzidik HaDin. Tzadik Hu, Abba Jerol said Tzadik, what does the Tzadik mean? He does everything with Tzedek. Just, everything is just. What does the Tzidik HaDin? We accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din that it's Tzedek. But also such a place in the Ozyada, all the Nisan, that from the very beginning until now. That means, Nisan didn't stop when Chal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. Nisan didn't stop at any period in history. Nisan continued today. The fact that Chal Yisrael survives and Chai so rebuilds. It's an ace. Anyone who's alive, I remember as a child, right after the Holocaust, the devastation people felt when they realized the scope and the dimension of the Churban that had happened. The physical Churban of Chai Yisrael, the spiritual Churban of Chai Yisrael. And there's room for devastation. But believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midst of Churban plans to seize the destruction. So it gave the Chumash Goyim who knew we can rebuild. I remember, I walked around Lake. I remember, among the Mishnagoyim, everyone looked at the Rabbi Kalev, the Kol Mishnagoyim, the whole America. It's a total Mishnagoyim. That means you think you can, what you can rebuild. It's a Mishnagoyim. Okay. I looked at Rabbi Yoram, the Sapphire. It's a Mishnagoyim. America's America. You can't do it. But Kahane, all the Mishnagoyim, who said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midst of Churban plants the seeds of rebirth. And we can. And we have to just move on. And the Klal Yisrael today is very different than it was 70, 75 years ago. It because that comes from a deep belief. There are different types of nisim, the nisim mitzias mitzrayim. That the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants in the midst of every korban, the seeds to rebuild. And saves the people who can rebuild. Say, when the Biskarov heard that Aaron Kavah had made it to America, shook his head and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what to say. We'll be able to rebuild. But nisim don't happen down until today. But the difference is, Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was there, hitting us in the face. Today, anyone with any understanding of the world sees us surrounded by nisim, whether rebuilding of Torah, rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, survival of Torah, survival of Eretz Yisrael. Nisim. That's what we say. Oz, it was easy to say, you see Kriyas Yamsuf. Today, you just open your eyes, you see the Nisim. Lonu Bosh Saponim Lekhin Hashem Yifrasi. And we have a Bosh Saponim. Why? So he says, very simple. Lekhin Hashem Yifrasi Yosonu Tot Af. You gave us Nisyonot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a Nisoyen to people that they cannot survive. And we had this young girl, and we didn't survive. And we failed. Well, son of the after, and because he gave us this young girl, that we could have overcome and been successful at, and we failed, that's why we did not. That means, what is the Elazar Kabbalah saying? I think a very deep thing. People can say, it's overwhelming, I know, who can survive all of these things? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives an assignment to a person that he cannot deal with and he cannot emerge successful. And that is the reality. And if we fail, I can't blame that person who gave me a sign that's too big. It's my fault. My fault. Chwadi no eskog me to goy mi kter of goy lo kachav gamat. He took us out mi goy mi kter of goy. Lo mosul. So manu bor sapon him a dofish and him sapon him a sain him asos. We have to be embarrassed. Because what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? In order to take us out of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was the Makor Hatum. Kamase Eretz Mitzrayim Eshe Shavim Balos Asu. It was Shotuf Bezima. It was corruption in every different conceivable way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, Goy Mikar of Goy, I'm taking you out to be an independent nation and tell you, Kamase Tzrayim Hashem and Lo Asasa. And what did we do? We became like Mitzrayim. Interesting, Or Chaim HaKadosh. The prophet says, Kamase Eretz Tzrayim Hashem Shachem Lo Asasa. Kamase Eretz Kanaan Hashem Yimei Yestem Lo Asasa. Lo Asasa. Lo Asasa. Lo Chaim HaKadosh asks a simple question. The prophet says, we know Klal Yisrael just out of Mitzrayim. Now, so what's the definition of Shei Shavtim? Why on here does it have to say Shei Shavtim? Kamaser Tanar Asher Imegis Tanshom. Well, Sas, we know they're on the way to Eretz. Why exactly here does it have to say that? So, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, tells us an unbelievable lima. The lima is, a person can say, I'm in the midst of society, just like Mitzrayim. What do you expect from me? And where am I? On the way to another corrupt society, Eretz Kanaan, the two most corrupt societies in the ancient world. So it's rotating them from here and bringing them there. Eretz Yisrael says, no. The fact that you are part of a corrupt society does not mean that you have to learn from it. And that's why the Pasuk emphasized, Kamatzer Tzvayim Shri Shaftenbo, Kamatzer Tzkanan Asher Nimegias Hashem. The fact that you were in that society means it's an Asayim, but I don't give you an Asayim that you can't deal with. And immediately a few Pesukim later, what it says, Doshim Tiyu. Who's Doshim Tiyu? Doshim Tiyu is for the Tzadiki Yechidei Sekunot, that Rabbanei Yisrael. To all of Yisrael. That means all of Yisrael, when they are in the midst of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, in the midst of the Tumah of Eretz Kanaan, had the capacity to Chosan to pick them up and say, we're not buying into this. It's nothing to do with us. Or Chaim HaKadosh says. And that is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He says, yes, you're there. And what is Eretz Mitzrayim? Eretz Mitzrayim was a mokum tnus. And what did Klal Yisrael do? Klal Yisrael, in the entire time of Mitzrayim, there was only one Isha who was Mazani. Thomas Basdifin. And that is why people said they ruled them, they certainly ruled their wives. By Yisyaldu, Amishbacholson, Lebeisavolson, Ruach HaKodesh says, no. Each one is a child of a Jewish father from a Jewish mother. There was no snus there. So Klal Yisrael were able to survive an incredible society. Here they were slaves in a society of total shotut bezima. And there's only one case of Shlomo's Bas Zivri, a woman that ended up with a snus. And that was it. Exception, they were totally Torah, and that's why the Maros, the story of the Maros Hatzovos, how they kept themselves. Maros Hatzovos, how they kept themselves. And what did we say here? That was then. But subsequently, when we didn't keep properly, what is, he took us out inside to be an independent nation, a different nation. And we ended up learning from Mitzrayim, all the Eretz Mitzrayim. Chodi no yach stok of a hopeful, it was in lift off all along, George Brogu, he beamed us to be a nation, not a borsh that one, but Yandu, all Yandu, Yandu, Goy Belo Hopeful Morshan. And Yandu, they themselves, they had just seen that George Brogu. It didn't take very long. Yandu. Von der Stock der Besuche der Atem Eda an Elohim. Von der Bosch ist auch vorne, aber hat auch vor Fein war der Neue, der Sinn, Kumas der Lano. What happened? In der Sinai, die mit his Gaus erschrinne, an euch Hashem auf der. Not just the voice. The Rambam, or the Ufman quotes, Teres Khan is the beginning of Vayikra. Abdom, near Vayikra. On Vayikra Shammah, Vaydara Shammah, on Voy Baymo. And says that there were different levels of Nevuah. The highest level of Nevuah is the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Kayadabir Isha Reyehu. He's Erba Omeg, he was awake, he was standing, and conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu back and forth. Underneath that was another level of Nevuah. Level of Nevuah, Klal Yisrael didn't hear words, they heard a call. But they are Erba Omeg. That means, normally, every other Navi, what is the Pasuk saying about also? Mare Levazvada. Bachalom adavo. No, he's in a dream, he's in a trance, not Ergome. Chal Yisrael stood at the bottom of our Sinai, we, the Madrega of Nevuah, one underneath the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. The highest level of Nevuah, the Chal Yisrael were able to achieve the highest level of Nevuah possible, with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu. And at that level of Nevuah, they understood the Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and the Shechem of the Zohar was absolute 100% clarity. So Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, what Sikha Merit from Sinai Ram says, is not really a mitzvah that you tell me to do something. For Chai Yisrael it was. For subsequent Doros it is. We don't see things with that clarity. For them, it was recognizing the mitzvahs that was clear to them as 2 and 2 is 4. That is the Hisgamas Hashem that they were exposed to at Har Sinai, one level underneath the level of Nevuah Moshe. But what happens 40 days later? They make an Avodah Zarah. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything in His power to reveal to them that the whole world that they came from of Mitzrayim, those four Avodah Zarah, was Sheker, Sheker, Sheker. And it was as clear to them as day that Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sheker of Avodah Zarah, was absolutely clear to them. And then, 40 days later, back to Avodah Zarah. They couldn't, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, they didn't stand that much. He gave us the most unbelievable food. And what did we do? We had food. We didn't need this, we didn't need that. We had it all. And we took food, regular food, and we gave it to the Avodah Zarah in a total perversion of understanding what food is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us basic lessons. And those basic lessons, we have to be have a willingness to accept them and learn from them. The Chadino has spoken that Tukum Mon Ube'er V'Amadona. He took care of us with Mon, with Ube'er Mayim, Yamadona, or Bosh Taponim, the Lechem HaKokel HaVosenu V'Olehmu Rav. Parkes Malos, what did they claim? It's an amazing thing. The man was the most unbelievable food ever system. Most unbelievable food ever system. It could taste like anything you want and had the properties of everything you want. There were 5 things that it couldn't taste like. 5 things it couldn't taste like. Avatiyah, Rashi says, nowadays Avatiyah, what Hebrew was, is watermelon. And Rashi says it's beets. Couldn't taste like onions, but like garlic, but like certain melons. Why? Since the monk could have the properties of anything and everything you wanted. So if it would have the properties of onion and garlic, it would be bad for nursing women. Great for nursing women. Bro was doing us a favor. He gives us the most fantastic food. But they want everything. People want everything. Money. I want everything. I want onions. I want garlic. What's wrong with this food? I feel good. Not too bad. I want onions. I want garlic. With the lack of deep understanding of the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us on golden planet. All the different kinds of clothes one of the most unbelievable stories in all of Tanakh. Story of Ochan. That means stop and think. They came to Sichon and Og. Sichon and Og, we see from Rochel and Gomer, were unbelievably powerful kings, powerful armies. And for the Shvorach, that's all. She said, everyone's trembling. You beat them, there's no one's going to stand in your way. And then they walk away from that with massive amounts of land. They walk away with massive amounts of stone and butter and gold and silver and everything. coming into our show, all taken care of, they took everything. And Ochron had to steal something. You have everything in this world. But if people appreciate that they're getting a gift from a Hirsch program, problems after a while go, oh, these are so many gifts. You don't appreciate it. You take it for granted. It's automatic. The 14 shoftim learn Borja Akon with Selamicha, Shuvah Anachim Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of us and was guided by Nevi'im, by the shoftim. 14. And it was a time, I saw the high in Australia, but still, falling into a bottle. 900 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we began from the very beginning, not accepting the overwhelming things that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And that's Daniel says, I feel like I was not sure. Havel Cholul and Mahalul and Tengu if the people say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not home,
what's the give of Torah? Emotional beats. I'm a lover of the Torah.
And How do we introduce who is the Dovei HaTorah? Brilliant minds, doesn't say that. The Adirei Torah, the Baalei Chesed, most in the notes they discussed Torah, the whole life of Masa Matan Shalchem, the Mishneh, the Gemara, the Baruch HaKorish, the Kovish Yisitzan, and Lamalecha, and Ramelis Katoros Kedusha Ladara. That's what made these 10 people special. Donam Nishbach Manoshna, the Nurse of Gurin and Kedosha, Harine Malchus and Sor, Elan Bokhil, the Enemy. Those who are free as I from Mara. Kenda Sisra, the Akodish Nazi Vatara, Tore Lay, Kedosha Mesa. Ramisa Hamura. Yad Goro and Yishan Lecher of the Gura. Goro Arab Shimon Toshet Zavar of Bohm and Yitzhak Sema. Arab Shimon Chosa Hehegma Lecher of the Nefesh of Tzura. Zer Aram Shah of the Bakosh of the Kosa Benam. Not a Roshan of Son of Kuvosa of Menorah HaTahora. Some Eino Malino of Kiva of Kiva of Gemura Onav of Omar. Shalom and go, can this God of the Torah peace on me to saw all of his submission of the Torah. Reb Shimon, Shimon Galil, don't have to annoy him. And he was killed with a cruel murder. And the one who was in Sabo was called Kalangoro, also wanted to go there. Pan is God of the Torah, peace and little of Nisa Mishuno Chabur. Tziva lahash des rosh of Asar, Haschiro, Kiyam ba Oro Onro, Nafsh of Schila Habor. Rosh of Haposhek Eis, he gave him up to my head. Vince's Borba, Soap, Soap of Nisdaza, O long the Eretz, his Holy. World trembled. Me'achro ve'vilas ve'bakiva. Oke harim, the Tauchtans of Nisubas Vorek. The greatest of all Tanoim is Rabbi Akiva. And what was it? Okay, Tovna Zubas of the Svarim. It's not one of the third of the thing. So it was Basra B'masek Shabarazel Hishtam. And there's a Misa Meshuna that iron, burning iron combs, cut up, tov his flesh out. Yotan Ishmosa B'yechod, this is an unbelievable thing. And I think about everything that Kenneth describes in his own book. It's striking. Rabbi Kiva. Who's Rabbi Kiva? The goggles of the Gogol and Havana Satay. The Moshe Rabbeinu before the Atzim and the spoil from his Havana Satay. So this Baruch Hu wants to show Moshe Rabbeinu what is the ultimate and the highest Havana Satay. Okay. So the Baskol, when and how do we introduce him? Toch is Okaharim Tochlin Zuba Zuba Svar. Okay. So what does the Baskol have to say about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva, you understood everything more than anybody else understood. No. Doesn't say that. What does the Baskol say? What was the entry of Rabbi Kiva into the Olam Ha'Emes? You use your Torah to Metahar the Gufen. Rambam writes, the end of Hilchos Megillah. He says, the Achukim, even though and no human being could be able to decide on our own. She'en ha-tumah, tit-vetzoah. Tumah is not mud or feces that can be washed off with water. And David told me the kavanas ha-leiv. הקודש מביא את כוונס להרה. טוב הרמז יש פה. בעצם נגמר ברוכס. פוזק מכל נגמר. Just as a person who's matar of his goof, if he has a kavanas tahara, and he immerses himself in water, all the bacteria, nothing is changing him, he comes out toh. So too, a person has the capacity to matar his neshom, taras ha-nefesh, by being tovu b'mei das ha-tohor, he told his mind and his whole being in the waters of pure knowledge, which is there. Torah has the capacity to totally change the human being. And Rambam says, what is the Tumas HaNefesh? Bad meters, bad days, bad everything. That comes from immersion in Torah. Torah changes a person. Chazal tell us in the Pasuk in Parshas Bo'ah, Yichol in the Torah Ka'olet, מה דחול ואיץ אודם, מה דחול ומעלם עשו אודם, ותום אותר ותור מעלם עשו אודם ותום אותר. That's what the man was about. Rabbi Kiva, whose total absorption in Torah, it wasn't some an intellectual game. He changed himself and he formed himself and he fashioned himself and he made himself what he wanted to become, of goof and his neshama and his goof completely in the most Torah way. And that's the godless of Rabbi Kiva. That he used his Torah to change him. The godless of Torah wasn't just godless of Torah and Havanas of Torah. It wasn't much more than that. He was Torah of Asim of May God's authority and immersed himself totally in Havanas of Torah. Rambam is at the end of Hilchos Megillas. Ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda Achra, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, and he'll be Shimron Leva Asara, Nerach, and Shimron Shana, B'dei Arura. Yoshe B'tayin Soya, Noki, Mechosi, Rolach, Ulamahar. Ben Chanan, Chanina, Ben Trajan, Achra, Makal, Kehilos, B'tzion, Shora, Yoshe B'dowir, Shasei, B'tolima, Yifuhu, B'chava, Yisamora, Esopur, Sisu Bohem Barakuhu Basefer Torah. They wrapped him in the Sefer Torah and they put wet wool around him so he would burn slowly. Sfugin Shal Tseven in Yichu Avivo Shal Yomus Meheva. And what did he say? And the Roman saw, the Roman asked him, what do you see? And I see Gilas and Trofim, the parchment, has been changed, the Osius brought to Shemayim. And the Osius go up to heaven. And he says, maybe I should take the wool out. He says, that was broken. He gave my life to take the wool out. And in the most extreme circumstances, Rabbi Kiva, as he's dying, extreme pain. It says Krishna. Why? Because exactly he saw the son of the point. So he gives my Krishna and say, Krishna, Chaparani and extra mitzvah. Whether they should take the tzemer out or not, Chananim and Trajim and all the suffering have a clarity of thought. The child has to be passed in this way. It's halacha, it's nothing else. Pure terror. חוסר ושבע הסוף הרגום עם ההורו וברכו ושלחו לחום ולבו כבר וכו יוסו בעס קרובות ולמי אכלו מטרס מרשת לשם ואחר וחוס בזביון עברו אוף הכל זה הכניסו את ההבו צדק רבלוזם את שמוע ואחרון הנרג במתי ודומר שבע סוי יזמן קיבש היקדש להגיד כחרב שופו וסתיו נקלו הניחו בבחיים לגומר Yotze Nishmrosu B'chor Elokim B'chor Elohim Yotze B'chor Tzura Kehena V'kehena Hoshi Not only these things are different Hayavu L'anus B'goru B'skila Sreik B'heri B'chenek Yiyucha L'shar V'noseres B'mena Yotze V'aroyos Sep Tzura Tzazeg Tatnufo B'shok Tzura So from Arya, he wrote, Yankee on the Lord, but Yosef owes the Yatsar. Amish the time Koshos, Taylor Jacob, Moshea Besa Sara. Said the king of Melech, Yoma Shomu, Mayatla, but Ogun Misa. What do we say? Yes, we ask the Father of the Shvaruku at our time. Now, the next kinnah is about the Crusades, destruction of the Jewish communities in Germany. 1096. Afrishu meni vadaberu. Now, that not only devastated Germany, it devastated France as well. We had these wild gangs looking for Jews. Many stories. The Crusades about the Bible of Rishonim. Story about Rashi and Jeffrey Bouillon. Apparently Rabbi Natan was killed in the Crusades of Kiddush Hashem. But Hachrishu many v'adaveir v'yavu olaymo. Chomos ezak v'shol b'chol shofen. I can't keep quiet. The Oledo Efer Esha for Esha. Now, a woman who's in childbirth screams out in pain. Why? You don't achieve anything because when it hurts, you scream. The pain is so great, I have to scream. That means, Balakina is saying, I have no time to stop Rishboro. But just hurts, I have to scream. This big mar es the vakonim in a himo, tibre shagosi yitru yoma. And sifti alatosi, shenitno vashamo.
Has nothing to do with the choice I have.
Someone kills me because I was born to a Jewish mother. Also, it's in Tishnah. Obviously, they're different madrigues. But, here, in the times of the Crusades, the Jews were given the choice either to convert to Christianity or to be killed. Sila virai hoge oz v'toch. He trampled on the Goli Yisrael, who spend their lives on standing Torah. Also, Bachura and Masach and Asicha. And young men and young women were destroyed in the court. Or Tochutzos and Vosim Kasucha. And they were just killed and left to rot in the street. Ulai the top injection because some people are little children just not for no reason. Alien out those in the Mosia Lecho, also Eli the Buddha is from the Doko, I was a bit more hard to talk. Elul Shemayim Zabdeva. And what is he saying? He's not complaining. He's willing to accept it as a Rotzen HaBor. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favor. Comes screaming out, and he hurts and pains. A very deep and serious Hadin happening. See, people have complaints of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For this, for that, there's no complaint of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have done it. It just hurts. When it hurts, you scream. Reilin Tzu Atzak, Malachim, screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More of a skull tamur had a god of a chamur called Kachol of Tzor of Mavkiva. Sonin and Al-Ada said to Zura, Aleinu Kinizu and Zeyo. And the Zeyo against us. Hay Adu Zan, the Evra, and Zva Adu, the people to the Tahara. And they went to their death, the people to the Tahara. The Kadeshem had god of Adaura. Each has offered Chizku Be'ezon. He dug it the year at Aura. Why? Yes. They refused to bow down to Avodah Zarah. Christianity, in the eyes of the Malayatosis, was Avodah Zarah. And giving any credibility to Christianity was having to go to Avodah Zarah. The Chosu Gedu, and what did the parents say? We didn't have the schools to teach in the Torah. Little infants were killed. We didn't have the schools to teach you Alephay. We didn't have the schools to teach you Pasachum. Now, we didn't have the schools to bring you to Bar Mitzvah. Now, and we'll mark with you all of our Torah. And this came off and over. And the parents had a choice. They didn't worship Avodah Zarah. They could have given their children up to obey Avodah Zarah. And the answer is, they didn't want to do that. And so therefore, they said, we'll be most nefesh together with our children, and we'll be zoch in the same place in Gan Eden. Hashkuna me'ein kol la'uma. Also, his scheme of Goli of Kana of Kabul Ba'av is in Shokhem Omen. Kenyan to Shenyan or Anan and Hen Hoyu to Hiwa Nidon. Na Yeku the Kolosam Azay Ponen, the Nerg of Kutsos Kutsos. And the Christian mobs killed thousands upon thousands. Arvo Kedorim in Pashtona. And their bodies mixed with all sorts of unclean things. And the parents who were afraid that their children would fall into Christian hands, they killed their children. For them, the idea that their children would grow up as Christians was so horrendous, they'd rather kill their children than have that possibility.
Misha Goral Ololo Rishonim, who Nishka Bachalot Osaki.
Bachurim Alei Tov Gamor. And not only that, they themselves were afraid that if they would fall into Christian hands, that they wouldn't have Kohel Sanevish to stand up, and they would accept Christianity. So they killed each other, and they killed themselves rather than put themselves in the soil of maybe being pressured to accept Christianity. Bachurim Alei Tov Gamunim Hengofu Ofu Kasaninim. The life of Rashi and sons-in-law, the whole proof of Bali Atesis and the explosion of Terim, the oath of Bali Atesis, was an unbelievable period of Jewish history. And in the middle of this explosion of Terim, all of a sudden you had these marauding mobs of Christians killing people. So the Terim is being destroyed. This Tal Shiva Forum, Abel Yochid Asiloch. The Misabel, not only the people are being killed, the Misabel on the Torah is being destroyed, the sense of the Torah is being destroyed. And by the sense of the Torah being destroyed, if you do it like between the Misabel and the Ben Yochid. When Mr. Tanunim, Ma'al Kosem, Mishotayi, Kaporsim, and Torim, all the people who explain to us all the difficulties in Shas. We cast the bows, we assat it by Horim, we afford Havoyos, we carry Shavorim. Who will give us an answer to all those consciousness? And there is an interesting Yachin and Sibu from the Yarok. Who's going to teach us the Dharma and Dasa? The Kumaseptas we don't have Rashi. Why? Because those Kumasera we have on the rest of Shas, we survived. The Sera we have on the Dharma and Dasa, we don't have Kumaseptas. We don't have. Nishadet ma amakayich v'chadim karam v'yilcham of matez v'yoshim ha'shar then the sum of all the menachal v'yivoro ha'shreyem maskivim from appeal to l'ara in nukhol shok shalom nachu yishar oi ma'avoy shok v'shev and osar and divas nefesh v'havon v'tzime v'chil yon einayim tzalmod as well sedar erev omrim v'yitain sfar u'vokim etzatim v'yigala omrim. Forget about us. The prayer is being destroyed. They burned it. They were battle with it. They tore it to pieces. And they made massive bonfires out of the Adam Terim. Aliens is happy that I don't be quiet for this. Interesting. This is in 1096. In 1243 was the Sreifas HaTalmud in Betzorfas. They burnt all copies of Shas in France. And Zohar Ben Atera. That's when the period of Bali Atosis in France for a while came to a close and everything moved to Germany. Rebbe Chaim Paris was Rosh Yeshiva there. He had his yeshiva, Chavrusa Rebbe Yona, Baram Rutenberg. Well, later on. And destroyed Notre Dame in France. It was broken, takes a long time. Where did the Sefer HaTalmud happen in France? Right in the plaza in front of the Notre Dame. The center of all the vicious anti-Semitism that caused the Sefer HaTalmud was the Notre Dame. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu waits and comes. The hope the Notre Dame is destroyed. Am Shavei Kesha, Le'unin Le'rudin Rachema, Olsam Basach Kima, Karnan Adil Harima, Ore Besikim Ha'ima Lepom Ha'ima.
Destruction and Sivan of the Kehilos of Shul.
Esbah lead of Esbah and Gemurah and Chosi Tovim and Boka Madar. Gal Eila and Ibo Chia were leading over in Yehimos and Eklon and Konanos of Chachamot. Ibo the Elio Kulam Chomos. Hagesh Macho and Machofi and Zedamot. Echus the Shachel Cherub and Chador and Emo. Chavodin Chal the Cherub and Tolim Arum and Magumos. The Bosom to Sukol Chai Serzo and the Emo. Yone to Yish Sebo Abonim, Abonim, Asaf and Kmo Monim and Margin, Timos, Eyo Hemo, Amu Sukho Sebo Admodus. Admodus. And of course, the Christians saw in this their victory over the Jewish God. And they turned to us and said, where's your God? Yogo will let him save you. Yeah. Hasan Yomi Kamo Chanos and Abumos. Tershim Tasap and Bosaf and Temo. Remember, Eli Maliga in Elohim, who you are. Any, you're the Mayim, he never the Ego Meshore, who Bobby will call Bonk and will offer you a current. Me yonad Leo, me Maxim, his sover, a name of Bios, so Sar and Dora. Kolani Hamamasni, a Sar had sover, Shira, a small side door of the Bore. Sila Kolabiva, a Tabo Mahashore, a Tio and Bolter and the Bore. Bakosi and Lucia, me a Maxim, who was over. Al kein amart in shul meni a horer mit chidi mosi ala chilzer. It's like a song.
Ace Eskro, all the Esther Kamare. They are your